What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hi, this is Chi.
This is Fuck Bro.
and I'm excited. We have a lot of stuff to announce. Sorry, housekeeping is just going to take a little while today because there's so much stuff going on. First of all, I don't think I've officially announced what the whole plan is with our Fractal Design sponsorship. In conjunction with WASD and the TwitchCon house. So we are about 1 week away from finding our second recipient of the new PC build, which the entire PC almost was given to us from Fractal Design. Josh over there at Fractal Design helped us out a whole bunch. He sourced all the stuff up. It's right next to me, actually. I've got almost the entire build. We're just missing a few key components.
Are we doing a stream that's going to highlight us constructing the build,
WASD build? So it's going to be built at Bobby's house, and I imagine Ray's going to go over and help him film it, or we could get Diego. We're going to do that.
Please make sure I'm invited.
Oh, yeah, you could be there, for sure.
I kind of miss Bobby's house.
He hasn't changed much.
It's a swanky hotel room. Basically.
You know what? I think I might be able to compete with Bobby with who has less food in their fridge at this point now.
No, Bobby's the master, dude.
You guys have not seen my fridge lately, but I think the most I have in there is eggs and almond milk.
I think when I went on those episodes that I did, and I was at Bobby's house. I don't think there was any food in the fridge whatsoever.
There was just a case of
his
monsters.
Tupperware. That's about it. Food, but it was potentially expired.
Remember when I was, you guys were filming that episode and I was trying to pull out the ice. You guys were like just staring at me like, Ray, shut up. I was like, this was the loudest ice pulling ever in the world.
I love how Mobius goes, I hear Bobby's place is serial killer clean.
Oh, dude.
Exactly.
It is.
Bobby's Dexter, bro.
Pretty much.
Could be.
Guys, don't talk over each other. We're professionals now.
Yeah, officially professionals because we are going to be on YouTube. I know we said it last time or two times ago, but we are officially going to be putting this episode on YouTube. And that YouTube channel is available when you listen to this on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast.
As long as we don't get that drunk, right?
I mean, if it goes off the deep end, maybe we scrap it, but you can still go to the YouTube channel because I've uploaded. I'm going to be every week posting my video game movie reviews on there. I've already got four of them ready to go, including the one I'm going to talk about today, which is Brain Scan. So there will be something there to watch.
Hey,
hopefully,
Bobby,
this episode too.
Should you talk about it here and there? Or do you think that's too much? Are you giving, you know, maybe just tease it, you know?
Yeah, because I thought about that, and the videos that I'm posting on YouTube, they're still kind of finding their footing, you know? So yeah. When you watch them, I feel like they're a little too scripted, but they're getting better.
I watched them. I thought they were really enjoyable.
Yeah, I enjoy doing them, even though they take quite a bit of time.
I tried watching them. What do you mean? Are they on YouTube? Already?
Not yet. We're going live tomorrow.
They're on YouTube. They're
welcome to the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you?
I think talking on the podcast about the game, I can talk a little more. It's not as scripted, so I think it'll be okay for me to talk about it here and on there. And I think it's going to help people when I talk about the video game movie, and then they can go to YouTube and actually see the things that I'm talking about and have a better understanding of it.
Speaking of scripted and or things that you were talking about, the last episode was a special edition DLG podcast where you guys were just shooting the shit, not even video game related. And the last thing I listened to before shutting it off was...
You listened to the podcast?
What Bobby last said was, I watched 8 movies this week. And I was like, who has time
when I was on vacation.
Movies?
When I was on vacation. No, I try to watch a movie a day.
When you told me you watched 8 movies, I was like, I can't. Yeah. Bobby just watched 8 movies in 1 week.
Out of all the TV you watch, it's not that much. Part. A movie is
I don't watch TV.
Minutes.
Who has a TV these days?
You just asked me for one.
I know.
Netflix.
I was going to just say
that's for other purposes. That's not for self-serving.
No, I hate when people say,
purposes.
Oh, I don't have a TV. Cut the cord. Fuck that shit. But yet they binge watch like 8 hours on their fucking computer watching Netflix.
Well, they're
that.
Talking about
you do know that's not me at all, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
Whatever. I haven't been there yet.
All right. We will be recording now Mondays at 6. That's what we're aiming to do. We used to record on Sundays, but it looks like it's going to be Mondays at 6 now. So live
fuck
episode, catch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/digital_logic. And we will be live Mondays at 6. The episode comes out on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast Tuesday, and also on YouTube. The episode should be on out on Tuesday, and then my video game review should be up on Fridays.
And that's Pacific Standard Time.
Yeah, PST.
I recorded a podcast last night with Chad about our vacation over in Europe. We went to Spain and Portugal.
Who's this Chad, for those that do not know?
Yeah, we actually go over who he is and what he's been doing and why he's been hiding at the beginning of the podcast.
Really?
So if you want to know a little bit about Chad and...
Did you ask him what he really thinks about me?
No.
Oh, too bad.
I told him what you think about him, though.
And so, I don't think you want to hear it.
Oh, jeez.
I'm joking.
And so, yeah, if you care about listening to us wax poetic about Europe, but mostly we got drunk and talked a lot of shit. So it was fun. Not our best podcast, but it was fun. And then want to announce that Sniper is part of the team now.
Hello, mm-hmm. Sniper.
He's doing all of our social media. So if he hits you up for anything, just act as if it was one of us asking for it.
Yeah.
It's pretty much the same thing. Unless he's asking for, like, blowies or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, if he asks for dick pics, just no, it's not cool.
Sniper spelled C-N-I-P-E-R. And apparently he had a nickname, Chin, at one point, and he really? Changed his Discord name to Chin or something or another.
Oh, yeah, he was trying to chain it.
And it was
very confusing.
It was so Chin. Confusing for
Don't
me, because when he did that, whenever they added him, I honestly thought they were adding me.
Oh, Chin.
Chin.
Yeah.
Same, but different. It was weird. I'm just so glad Sniper is Sniper again.
Yeah, it's better that way.
So if you are joining us live on Twitch, we have a favor to ask of you. If anything funny happens during the show, please clip it. We are trying to collect some clips. That's what you call them on Twitch, right?
Yeah.
When you clip something, yeah.
Twitch okay. clip.
Yeah, easy to do. There's just a little button down there. Yeah, that is what they were called, because I was watching Daze's stream the other day. She was streaming, and her cat did something ridiculous. And
that was pretty
I
funny. It.
I think that's the only thing I've ever clipped.
Cats are fucking hilarious.
Oh, so that was you that clipped it? So that's
like four people did, but I was the first one.
Okay. That was fucking hilarious, man. That fucking guy just tried to jump on the counter, and it just fucking ate shit.
So basically what's going on is, you know, the Freckle Design sponsorship really kicked us in the ass and got us going. That's why we hit the ground running.
The fractal fire underneath the pan. Yeah, much exactly. appreciated.
She's going to get the fractal D, apparently.
Not even.
Josh said he actually liked that.
What, really?
Yeah, well, you're like,
the fractal D.
The fractal D.
I'll give him what he likes.
Okay.
Moving forward.
All right.
I like it.
So, yeah, just keep your eye out for something funny, clip it, and hopefully we can do something with it. All right. Let's talk about some video games on the radar.
Finally.
So, these are the games that have come to our attention recently. We had some good suggestions this week. First one coming from Jens. This is called A Place for the Unwilling.
It's funny. I almost forgot this was a PC podcast.
It's a great name.
After that intro.
A Place for the Unwilling. So I took a look at this game, and it's very interesting. So you have only 21 days until the city is going to die, and you can control different people inside these cities and kind of live out their last day, and I guess do that 21 times and get a different story, uncover different things about the game each time.
Wow.
Yeah, this game is out right now. It's an interesting idea, and it's great graphics, too. Let me full screen this so you can get a full look.
Oh, dude, they're fucking amazing.
Yeah, it looks like a storybook.
Yeah, it looks like it's pencil drawn, yet there is color.
What was that one game where you travel back in time and as you were side-scrolling? A Braid?
Yeah,
I kind of feel like it has that Braidish.
The character,
character kind of looks like the guy from Braid too.
Yeah.
It's so morbid, though.
Isometric.
Jeez,
play this game if you feel like smiling at all. Jeez. Yeah.
What are you talking about? I think that looks fucking awesome, dude.
21 days.
There could
to
be
live.
Some uplifting stories. So this game is $15. I really like the look. I like the idea. I don't know though.
It reminds me of the Yogg, Bobby, a little bit.
Yeah, the Yogg had a similar thing where in a game called Discourse with a Y, where it's really just about the story. Maybe there is more to this. Now, it's tagged indie, adventure, choices matter, Lovecraftian. So, yeah, I think a big part of it is just kind of uncovering all these different things going on in the town.
Ooh, the black cherry is delicious.
It's fucking amazing, right?
I like the pineapple.
The mango.
Mango?
The mango?
We said fuck White Claw, we're going to Truly. No.
Do you know how to pronounce mango?
Did I pronounce it wrong?
Is mango the new Bethesda?
I said mango.
He said mango. It's mango.
It's mango. I said it wrong. You're probably like, I'm already drunk. Shut up.
All right, let's go.
Mango. Okay.
So, yeah, that game looks good. I don't know if it's going on my wish list, though. I still have Guard Duty on my wish list. I think I'd play that over this one.
What the fuck's Guard Duty?
It is a point-and-click adventure.
Oh, it sounds amazing.
Are you a Monty?
Mounty?
Mounty?
Is it Mounty or Monty?
I don't know what you're talking about.
The Canadian.
Did you pronounce it wrong, too? Mounty. Oh, my God.
It's a Mounty. Mounty? Yes.
Did I say Monty?
We've got a lot of Canadian fans. Oh, jeez. Let's not upset them.
Oh, man.
Okay, this one is going on my wish list.
We're Raconia is right now when we need them.
Ion Fury. So this is one that Clown Lotion had posted, and it is published by 3D Realms. Let me turn off the volume here. Published by 3D Realms. It looks a lot like the old Duke Nukem games from the 90s, but of course done with a modern
engine.
No, it's this like an old engine. Like it's visually just the same, but you know, it's modern game design elements and it looks fantastic. And I'm thinking this is what I'm in the mood for right now since I don't have a lot of time on my hands. Mm. But Ion Fury.
I really wish you would try.
Wait, are you back in work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
So you got to play quick, fast games like this, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No more RPGs. But it looks fantastic. It looks like a lot of fun. It's only, oh, my God, $25. Okay.
Oh, geez.
Play that Strafe, dude. Play Strafe before you play this.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. There's so many of these games. I've got plenty to pick from. I haven't even finished Dusk yet. I'm about halfway, a little over halfway through that game.
Yeah.
But this just, I love Duke Nukem back in the day. So just looking at this looks fantastic. And while checking this out, I noticed, oh, 3D Realms, what other games do they have? And one other one they had was called Wrath, Eon of Ruin. And it's basically the same thing, but with a fantasy setting.
You know what I imagine people of the more current or younger generation, when they see games like Duke Nukem-esque, Doom-esque, they're like, oh, it's like Minecraft.
Looks like Minecraft.
What do you mean,
That looks like Unreal Tournament.
OMG, or no, please? Like
Unreal.
You think kids these days know what Unreal Tournament is?
They should know.
Exactly. Oh, but God. So they'll look at this and they're like, oh, it's like Minecraft with a gun.
You know what's funny? I only played one of the main reasons I played Duke Nukem was because it had titties. And I was like, I wanted to find the titties in Duke Nukem.
How old are you? 9?
Probably earlier, right?
This one looks better than the other one, Bobby, to me.
I mean, it's got the fantasy setting. It looks a little more like Hexen, maybe a little Quake in there. Yeah, it does. I love the level design on this one.
The graphics are rough on the first one.
So, Wrath, Eon of Ruin, Wrath. And that one is not available yet.
Summer 2019.
Summer 2019, no price.
It looks like the actual weapons look very like unreal. Like one of the guns looks like the flag cannon, actually.
How many Canadian... Actually, Canadians don't use paper money, do they?
Yeah, they do.
I thought it's plastic money, and it's, like, really pretty.
No. They carry little bags of coin around.
No.
They got gold coins.
No, they have better money than us. They have better money than us.
They got shekels.
No, it's. I was hanging out with Canadians over Comic-Con, and they were complaining about
how... How many shekels for that beer?
They were complaining about how U.S. money all looked the same. Like, how could you tell?
Yeah.
Well, they have very colorful money.
Well, Mexico also has, like, really
nice... And it's not quite... It's not quite paper.
Mexico has plastic money.
It's like you could wash your Canadian money and it won't fuck it up.
You can wash Mexican money because you're a drug dealer. I mean literally the plastic. It's actual plastic. And it's funny because some of the bills.
What happens if you bleach American dollars, US dollars?
I don't know.
You end up with just cloth, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you could bleach Canadian money.
I actually had a fucking 20 pesos.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it proves my point. Apparently, Canadian money, the Canadian dollar, is a lot cooler and better than ours.
Well, it's honestly, I think the most, no offense to anyone, the most boring money is American money. American it's just money, green. Yeah. It's just green. But if you go to every other country all over the world, they have cool bills all over the fucking
place. Euros are awesome. So, like, the bigger the number is, like, if the 100 is, like, pretty fucking big, and then the 50s half of that, and then 25s half of that, and the 5 is a little tiny thing. And I think the only thing I can bring up is that it's to help blind people so that they don't get fucked over,
like
giving away too much money.
Oh yeah, when they're blind because they can't see shit. Yeah, totally makes sense. Yeah.
Where can I go?
They can feel
where
how
can
big
I pay
it is.
With? Oh,
you can feel like the
it's different sizes, dude. Like one's big.
Oh, the bills are bigger. Yeah, I thought you meant when you were going like that, just like the number on the bill. No.
Can you imagine?
I'm like, yeah, dude, black people could totally see the
number. Can you imagine if origami was like an actual form of currency where you're like, oh, this will cost you 2 cranes and a
No,
happy
I could never
dog.
Imagine that.
People would get really good. All right, let's
I could
move
never
on.
Imagine that, James. Sorry.
All right, the last game that I want to bring up that really caught my attention was there is a new Rock of Ages coming out. Rock of Ages 3, Make and Break.
Here's the thing, Bobby. How much did you play 2?
I didn't play 1 or 2 near enough. So this is one of those cases where the new one comes out and I just go back and play 2 all the way through. Because 2 was great. So the big thing that they're going to do in this, let me play a little video for you. But they are going to be adding a feature where you can create your own town and then other people can roll against it. So
that's how the multiplayer works now, I think.
I thought they had a little bit of that in 2, but I don't know. Apparently they're adding more or doing something different in this one.
I see.
Quite an advanced level maker in here.
The first one was just the obstacles, and the course was already set. This one, it looks like you can make the course as well.
There's terraforming.
I have never seen this game before in my life.
Dude, it's fucking crazy,
no
man.
I have no clue what you're talking about.
It's the modern Marble Madness. So this is by
Marble
that
Madness? Yeah. Holy shit. I think Marble Madness is one of the first Xbox 360 games I played.
Is Ray's homework coming up? He's next, right?
Oh, fuck, so, it is me.
Rock of Ages. There you go. 1 or 2.
Rock of Ages is good.
Yeah, it's a great game.
Why the fuck would I play this shit?
And it's by...
What the fuck? You just expressed the interest and then just shut it down.
I got like 5 games to play this week. God damn. All right.
So it's by that company that I always really like, Ace Team. I always think they make very unique games. The reviews on their new game, Sulfus something.
Yeah, you brought it up, right?
Yeah, the one that's ActRaiser, basically a new ActRaiser. The reviews were not very good on that. So I was a little disappointed there. I haven't picked that one up yet.
Ray, you can... 2 hours is fine with this. Okay. You're going to get it. Like, yeah, maybe even 1 hour, you'll get it.
Okay.
Yeah. Hour and a half.
Probably a good streaming game, too.
I have it. Bobby has it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should he play 1 or 2, Bobby?
You're fine with either one, honestly.
Yeah.
2 is probably better.
Let's play 2.
I played through the...
Don't make me suffer that much.
The campaign on 1. I want to say within 2 hours.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's fun.
Okay. It's fun.
All right, what else we got here?
And that was homework.
Hey, guys, can you imagine if our money was made of wood?
Okay. Oh, my God. I think Ray needs a moment over here.
I wanted to go into it, but I was just being nice.
Oh my God.
Hey, Chi.
All right. Next up, Kerbal Space Program 2, a sequel to Kerbal Space Program.
It could go fuck itself. You need to be like a real engineer with a master's in.
I've always wondered what this game was. What the fuck is
it? It's super hard. You need to like.
It's literally rocket science.
It's rocket science. You need to build. And by the way, made in Mexico, and they don't have a rocket program. It's really confusing.
We barely even have helicopters, and they don't even last in the air.
But it is a good game. I didn't play a lot of this game, but I played enough to really get it, and it is a fantastic game.
It's fucking rocket science.
It's hard.
It's just too
it's
hard.
Difficult.
It's too hard for me. I need... pick up and play. I keep every time I run into a game that has a lot, like a big learning curve, I always go like, listen, there's been so many games, like just kind of learn from other games on how to teach your game. Like nothing needs to be this complicated anymore. I was trying Age of Wonders 3. I played it for 5 minutes. I was just like, it could go fuck itself.
Have
like
you played a MOBA lately?
No.
What's so hard about this?
But I played them. It's rocket science. Gee.
It's actual
literally
rocket
science. Literal rocket science.
There's a lot of physics involved.
Physics, numbers, calculations. They make it a little more cartoony because, like, you can watch your Kerbals die. I think, like, if you do something wrong, you see what happens to them.
But it might. It's wait, why? Like, I don't get it. Like, I can.
You build the rocket from scratch.
Yeah, but it's not.
Well, I don't know what 2 is going to do, and I think in the first one I played it in early access, but there's different levels or different goals you try to achieve. You try to, first of all, make it into space, and then, or you could try to make it into space and then come back down to Earth alive in one piece, or you could try to make it into space and land on the moon. Like, it's trying to do all these different things and adjusting trajectories and getting the right parts and pieces and making sure they're calibrated. Like, it's just a very complicated game. And it looks like space, in this space. One.
Is yeah. this supposed to be fun?
Yeah. Some people find this fun.
Some people find it fun, yeah.
But in the second one, it looks like there's some sort of moon base here.
Yeah. It looks like you're going to have some sort of base that you grow out. It looks awesome. But not for me.
It's supposed to be fun. Like, I played... Like last week, I played like the Automo Chef because it's on Origin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh my god, dude! I played the tutorial for like 5 minutes and I was just like, I'm out.
Oh, that was the one that we said is kind of like
Factorio.
Factorio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just too much, man. Sometimes
it's too much. Like I want to have fun.
I don't want to go to school.
It's so interesting when you guys say a game is really hard.
It's not hard.
Hard to learn.
Yeah. And like that game wasn't actually hard. I just have to sit down and just like keep doing go through the whole tutorial and
Dead Cells is hard.
When I hear that from you guys, it's easy the whole play. It's hard to learn or anything else, like the fun element kind of the fun factor kind of dies with
me. Yeah, for sure.
But then when I say something's hard, that's when the fun factor goes up for me.
When you say something's hard, it's way different.
But you're saying
so.
You're saying like difficult to master.
But I mean, it's more like challenging. But it's fun trying to get over the learning curve or get through the learning curve. It's almost like gratifying to get to a certain point of understanding when it finally clicks. When it's hard and it clicks.
Wow. When it's hard and it
it's funnier when you dance around it. When you just go right to it, then that kind of kills it.
Using what part, Bobby?
The hard part.
Oh, my goodness. All right, moving
on. We're all over
Kerbal,
30.
Kerbal just got next level. All
right, next all up. Right.
Next up, Elder Scrolls Skyblivion.
Yeah, so if you click the link, Bobby... Oh, never mind. I was thinking of something else. So somebody took... This has been in development for like 5 years. People always say that Oblivion's better than Skyrim, story-wise and pacing and like basically everything. except for, the graphics and the new engine in Skyrim that is better. That just kind of took it away. So... The core, though, they say is better in Oblivion. So they took Oblivion and they put it in the Skyrim engine. This is just some people. This is a passion project. People are doing it for free. That's why it took so long. I believe it's ready.
The whole game?
The entire game. Yeah. It's a total conversion mod.
Why?
Because they love that game, man. People love Oblivion. So... yeah, I'm excited to play it because I never played Oblivion because it was too dated by the time I got into PC gaming. But I saw people playing, and I thought it was crazy. I remember asking a guy in an airport. I was like, oh, is that Oblivion? He was on like this giant laptop. He goes, yeah, dude, check this. See those mountains over there? I could walk over those mountains and like go into them. If I looked over there and I can go in those mountains, like wherever you can see, anything you can see, you can get there. I was like, wow, like it blew my mind. But I want to check out the story. I have no idea what the story is like. So it's exciting for me, and I love Skyrim, so I think I'll play it.
All right. Next up, shortest trip to Earth.
Yeah, so I think Shadow Master posted this.
That.
And if you take one look at it right away, it looks like a FTL clone, and that's what it is. And I was excited for a second because it looks way better than FTL graphically. But then I just really quick checked the reviews and it was like hovering at 70%. And I'm just not about it, man. Like, I'd rather go back to FTL, which is like a 95%, than play something new that isn't as good.
Okay, this is going to sound really weird coming from me, but you can't clone FTL. It's so unique. It's FTL and that's it. I don't think you can... What can you add to FTL to make it just
graphics?
I don't know. I mean, FTL graphics? Could be like the base battle royale.
No, people but why would you want? Why would you want to add more to FTL? Like, would you just want to walk around the ships and you be the like whenever it switches to like they come on your ship, you want to be the guy fucking them up? That actually would be kind of cool.
I mean,
actually.
If one game does it well, that would be kind of cool. Games do it better.
No, because like FT. Oh, dude,
this game looks very similar to.
Yeah, very.
But it looks better. Graphically,
no,
it looks
not
better.
Really. Those well, technically yes, but technically no. Those graphics look shit. They're good. They're better looking, but they still look shit.
All right, Ray's drunk.
No, they look like shit. Okay. Like it's like really bad, like mm-hmm. hand-drawn art.
And he's still playing H1Z1.
Well, this game is $16.99 on sale right now. That. Usually $20.
You didn't get the joke.
I didn't.
Reviews are okay. How much is this game? Yeah, $20. I don't know.
$17.
It's like okay. It doesn't have like the graphic wise, like I guess of FTL, but the art's kind of shitty, man.
Yeah. What do you guys think about this when you like click on a game and it shows somebody playing streaming it? I think it's pretty cool.
I think it's pretty cool that he looks like my college professor.
He had his tie wrapped around his forehead.
I bet you anything he doesn't have pants on right now, too.
It's probably true.
All right, last up. No Man's Sky has another update.
Yeah, so this is official 2.0 update, so it's a pretty big update. Ray was asking what it involves, mm-hmm. So if we scroll down, Bobby, I think everything's listed. The big one is VR support. Whether or not VR players can play with non-VR players, I think that's... I'm going to assume that that's possible, but I don't know. The other...
Like, the whole game could be VR. Is that a thing?
I believe so, yeah. Well, if you've ever played it...
Well, remember the last...
Yeah, remember the last... Video, but it won't.
Just scroll down.
Remember the last big update for No Man's Sky? That was, like, a big thing.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, so when that came out, I think... Like, half of everyone on Discord went on to try it out or bought it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
they liked it.
And it was just like, all right, cool. All right.
And then didn't play it anymore.
And never played it again.
So it's probably the same thing is going to happen here. But if you go up, Bobby, what's it say? Expanded multiplayer.
So PC gamers can have up to 32 players.
I don't know what it was set at before.
Four.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, no, it's very little, man. Difference. That's fucking huge.
Yeah, virtual reality standard mode players can seamlessly match made. So there you go, Ray. There's your answer.
Holy
shit. The best
shit.
Time to start a new journey is now. Why, Bobby? What's it say?
That's
missions
awesome.
And tutorials have been significantly revised. The early game has been streamlined to focus better on teach player the mechanics, and particularly in VR. No story content has been added. To weave together the existing strands. Yeah, it looks like maybe this was the game that we were promised.
I think originally. This is it.
Yeah.
I think this is what's going to happen with
Chad
Fallout.
Chad played the shit out of this, dude. Chad played this until he ran out of content.
I thought you couldn't end. Like, you can never like run out of content with this game. Because everything's generated.
I don't know. The game has existed in so many forms over the past years with all the updates it's had.
What did
you think of it when you played it, Bobby?
I mean, I thought it was all right, but I had fun with it for a night, but I couldn't imagine sticking with
it. Yeah,
exactly.
It was the same thing.
I remember this one time when Ray told us that PUBG was like a whole new game, and I went back into PUBG, and it wasn't a whole new game.
That was recently, right?
Like, I wasn't sour.
Like a couple
I was
weeks ago.
What do you mean?
When? Yeah. I never talked about it, but you talked about how PUBG was like,
yeah,
so good now.
PUBG is so good, brand new game. I go back in there and I'm just like, what did I do? Because
you probably sucked at it. So.
I know.
Boom. Boom. Double boom.
No, sweetie, no, seriously, like, it's the same.
Yeah.
No, I mean, not
you
to mean
told me it's different.
Not the same. Sorry.
Okay, that case was totally, in point.
I was totally off. Sorry. No, it's way better. Like, it's a whole different game.
No, I was in that snowy map and nothing happened for like 30 minutes. It was really boring.
That's PUBG. That's any other Battle Royale. What do you mean? When I say that it's a whole different game, the shots actually register.
So it's actually
hackers.
A functional game. Not a whole different game. It's a functional game at this point.
Well, it's a whole different game because it never functioned from the beginning.
But let's not get into that.
All right. Let's move on.
All right. So No Man's Sky. There were a couple of people on Discord talking about starting up on this too. So
they've
be
been
sure
playing.
To,
Yeah, I noticed we were playing it. That's fucking sick, dude. Like, 32 people can play, so we can actually start a whole little fucking
colony.
Thing going. Yeah, that's really fucking awesome.
All right.
Does that make it a whole new game, or does it just make it a functional game?
It's a... Gee, just because you suck at PUBG doesn't mean it's a better game. It's a better game.
All right, let's get to highlights. We'll talk,
way better
talk about some games that we have been playing. I'll get this one out of the way because I know no one wants to hear about it. I had trouble finding a game to play, so I'm back to work. My time is very limited, and I couldn't really find anything to get into. I've been really enjoying RPGs. I tried to dabble in a few things. I tried getting back into Deponia Doomsday. I was halfway through that point-and-click adventure. Couldn't get back into it. It was rough.
I'm laughing because I don't have any time, so you go with Age of Empires 3?
Yeah, that is the game that I eventually...
got added to Steam, bro. So it's, Steam.
Before I get
what
to that, though, the one other game that I tried was Guild Wars 2, and
ooh, good game.
I thought, man, this is a great game, but I do not have time for this. It takes up a lot of space on your hard drive, too, apparently. But
Guild Wars is still going?
I'm going to go
Guild Wars 2?
It's a great game, man.
No, it's a fucking great...
I'm
going
to guess 80 gigs, Bobby?
Yeah,
how is it still going?
Last, probably around 50.
How are people still playing that?
Dude, there's a lot of people.
50
playing.
Is not.
They got a big,
big
update, like a patch, not a patch, but a DLC that I don't have either. I had like all this stuff too because I got the game when it came out, but I had all this stuff like a free boost to level 80, a level 50 boost, all this stuff. But yeah, I played it for a couple hours and I was like, man, I'm having too much fun and I just cannot. Like, I don't have the time for this, so...
What?
It's because Guild Wars is the PvP fucking MMO.
I'm having too much fun, and you pulled yourself away. Interesting.
Yeah.
Let me go play something more boring.
Going back to work.
And that game was...
Age of Empires 3. So...
This is just the right amount of boring.
Dude, Microsoft just added their games to fucking Steam.
This keeps Bobby me a half-chub. Let's stick here.
No, they've had Age of Empires 3, edition, for a long time.
Then why did it just... Because I noticed it today when I was on Steam. It said it was, like, the top-selling games right now.
No, you're thinking of Age of Empires, the Definitive Edition. So
oh, okay. Sorry, guys. I don't know the difference Age of Empires.
Okay, Microsoft does this way too much. They keep coming out with these, like, HD versions, Definitive Editions. It's just, like, and they all just crash and burn. Like, right now, if you look at the Definitive version for Age of Empires, which just came out, which I love that game, by the way, and I would totally get it, but a lot of people are having technical issues with it. But Age of Empires 3, I never really played back in the day. I played it for a little bit, and I'm like, it's not Age of Empires 2, and I just went back to that one because Age of Empires 2, one of my all-time favorites, and 3 is weird because it simplifies it a little bit. Remember when I talked about that Conan game where they got rid of Conan Unconquered? They got rid of like your villagers. You don't send a guy out to go chop wood and this guy to get gold. They got rid of that completely. This game kind of meets in the halfway point. You still spawn villagers. They go out and get stuff, but they don't have to bring it back. They just automatically generate resources. And there's only 3 resources. If you remember Age of Empires 2, there's like 5. Like 4 or 5, I don't know. There's a lot, but three, there's fewer. There's only 3.
To be honest, I don't recall Age of Empires 3 at all, but Age of Empires 2 had a more staple impact on my video game history. In fact, I don't think I even dabbled in Age of Empires 3 because what other games were prominent around the release of that game?
Probably Warcraft 3.
Well, this game came out in 2005.
Didn't Warcraft 3 just shit all over?
No, Warcraft 3 was not 2005. I mean, 2005. Warcraft 2005 is World of Warcraft. That's what happened.
2004 is World of Warcraft.
Yeah, but still, everyone was playing WoW.
Warcraft 3 was probably 2001.
Age of Empires.
I think it was 2003. I want to say it was...
No,
it seems late.
I was still in high school when I was over at... there was a place here in San Diego called... What's the name of the company that makes the cards? For the Magic cards?
Oh,
2002.
Wizards of the Coast. There was a store. Remember the store?
No.
There was the Wizards of the Coast store.
Games Workshop?
No, it was Wizards of the Coast store.
Oh.
And you would go there and buy magic shit and, like, World of Warcraft stuff.
What
and all
the fuck does that have to do with Age of Empires?
There was, in the very back of the room, there was a fucking LAN center where everyone just played World, like, they Warcraft all played 3. Warcraft 3.
Yeah, everybody played that at the LAN centers. Then they went to the Dota mod. Everybody was always playing that at the LANs. Back when there were LANs. But yeah, so Age of Empires 3 has always kind of butted heads with the Warcraft series. Now, I played a lot of Mythology, which came out around 2002, the same time as Warcraft 3, and that one was actually pretty good, and they made the games a lot shorter, too, because I remember Age of Empires 2 games going on for, like, hours. But 3 is weird, so I played the campaign mode, and... You know, in the other Age of Empires games, you're starting with old civilizations, working your way up. This one starts at the end of the Crusades and goes up to about the 1700s. So it's really weird to have, like, when you play that in a campaign, they're kind of combining a lot of these things. So you see this guy, you play as a character who just got back from the Crusades, and he's like a knight in this new changing world trying to adapt, and now there's all these cannons and gunpowder. So they kind of take that angle with it. But it is kind of weird to see a Revolutionary War soldier next to a knight. Like, okay, that's odd.
Do you still have Wololo?
You can spawn one priest, but he just heals your guys. Yeah, you can't convert him, at least not yet. I haven't gotten that far. And what's really interesting that they do with Age of Empires 3 is they have this new mechanic where you can actually earn things.
New mechanic.
You can earn things in game that benefits you throughout all your playthroughs. So you can earn upgrades for your hometown, and they're just cosmetic, obviously. But then you can also get these. Like, you can unlock something to where at any point in the game, you can just, boom, all of a sudden I got four new villagers. I can't remember what they call them, but it's something new that they try to do.
Like reinforcements?
Yeah, reinforcements. So one's like, get a whole bunch more food. One's like, you know, and it's on a timer as well. So it's this new systemic thing that they've added to it. They were trying new things. I guess that's the real point I'm trying to make. Like, they were trying to make it.
Why now, is it? Sorry.
Are you going to play this online with the one other guy that plays this?
That's what maybe. I was going to
say. Wait, there's one other guy?
I want
there are 1,600 people playing this game right now.
I just want
everyone to know.
That's a lie.
Steamcharts.com.
I almost want to interject because with Bobby,
Bobby changed the code.
I feel like, you know how with Reddit, what's the subsection called where it's like, teach it like I'm five or something?
Yeah. Explain
like I'm five. I feel like we need this with whenever Bobby goes into a spiel about anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, explain it like Generation X.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah,
that
everybody that listens to us is over 30.
That's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah, we'll get to that later. We got some listening
questions. For the majority.
Later. No, because I have brought people onto the server that are like
way
younger.
Why would you limit our audience like that, Emilio?
They're not
because
limited.
90% of the people I've talked to is not over 30.
It doesn't mean the people you talk to are strictly the people that listen to us. And by the way, I actually appreciate
that. Yeah, I was actually thinking we need a Fortnite corner.
Go fuck off. Oh my God. Nobody on our server even plays Fortnite.
It should be like, ding, ding,
one
ding, ding,
guy
ding.
Did, and
Fortnite
we banned him.
We should have a jingle to it, too. Fortnite Corner. Then we talk about, like, Ninja and, like, fucking Myth and all these guys and FaZe Clan and all that shit. And we don't like Fortnite
Myths.
Had an update for Season 10. And then we would go, yay!
Can everybody in chat post their age, please? Anyway, let's go.
All right, so the last thing I want to say about Age of Empires 3, if I can remember it. Oh, so when I was playing this game, I'm like, they totally announced Age of Empires 4, and I remember that happening, but we haven't seen it, obviously. I looked it up. It was 2017, I think, at Gamescom. It was the last thing we ever heard about Age
Gamescom's
of Empires 4.
Gamescom's happening right now.
Yeah, it's going.
Yeah, it starts
there was like,
tomorrow.
Holy
there's trailers
shit,
and a
next
whole bunch
episode.
Of
episodes.
So we'll have a lot of news next episode.
Yeah.
But we just had too much. This was 2 weeks for us. So.
Yeah.
So Age of Empires 4, I'm totally looking forward to it, and I know a lot of people are, but that's a lot of hype, a lot of expectations. But the Age of Empires 3, surprisingly, because I had always regarded this one as the worst Age of Empires. It might be, but still, it's like a really good game. The other Age of Empires games are just incredible.
I will say this. Microsoft is making moves. They're doing good things. Not like killing it, but like all their decisions recently,
yeah, they got Ninja on their team now.
Yep, that's another one. Yeah. So apparently Mixer's not that bad, or maybe even better.
It's growing.
They have a lot of tools. Hmm. Them putting all their games on Steam. Really strong. Them being them doing the new Xbox.
Game Pass
for PC.
The streaming thing too.
Has a bunch of shit.
They just talked about it right now. The streaming stuff.
We've talked shit about Microsoft, and rightfully so, for like 15 years, and now at least they're making good.
Outer Worlds is going to be on the fucking Game Pass.
Oh, I don't know if this is on news.
Awesome.
But Cyberpunk 2077 is going to be on Stadia. I don't know if we have that on news.
No, but
somebody just
It's obviously going to be on Stadia, but it doesn't mean it's going to be free on Stadia.
No,
Outer Worlds is going to be free on Stadia. Well, if you have the subscription. I'm saving $60. Thank you, fucking Microsoft.
When it comes to Mixer and Twitch, I looked up this YouTube video once, I think from Alpha Gaming, and it just compared the experiences between should you go over to Mixer, should you stay on Twitch.
Right.
And I feel like Mixer, almost like what I said before, it's a power move. Like, if you're on Mixer, it might be a good time right now if you don't have anything going on with Twitch.
Yeah.
Or if you really want to expand. But then there's even things that will allow you to cross-stream. I don't know, but I'll probably get into it further. All I know is that I watched this YouTube video. It was very elaborate. It basically said, if you're building up something on Twitch, stick to Twitch. Mm-hmm. If you don't got anything going on for you, or if you got a shit ton of followers, or if you got a loyal following, go to Mixer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's so much of a gamble right now. It is so fresh, so new. There's no definitive answer. But I feel like Twitch is missionary. And Mixer is...
gay.
No, you guys are so bad at
hey,
that.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I'm not good at analogies. No, what do you want? No,
that was such a horrible... Anyways.
All right, moving on.
And we'll fucking just make it simple for everyone that's listening that actually cares. Mixer and Twitch, they're huge right now, right? And everything's happening with these both fucking platforms. And no, you're not gay. You're on any of these.
I didn't know where she was going with this.
I don't know where any of you are going with this.
Anyways, so just to make it easy, Mixer has very low, like, it's way less people trying to make it on there. So if you go on there and you get three people watching you, you're high up on their shit. So if you start getting that fucking following on here and you continue doing that following, then it'll grow. It'll fucking grow.
It was more along the lines of the streamers on Mixers are shit because they're console gamers.
They're not all Xbox gamers. They're not.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Because it would be shit if they were all console gamers. But
Mixer's super easy to use on Xbox, just so you guys know.
Here's the Mixer would be good for the future generation. That was my biggest takeaway they were discussing.
And that Twitch would split everything. That would split everything completely.
Because the Young Bucks will be on Mixer most likely.
That's
going
fine.
On forward.
Which
click
is fine.
This link instead of that link.
It's fine. It's the same thing. It's honestly the same thing. It's just, you know, you can make, if you want to start right now, I would honestly start on Mixer.
Should we take our seven people that are watching and move to Mixer?
I think so. I think we should. You know what, guys?
Oh, yeah, Mixer.
Starting
for
next week.
Okay, Mixer for DLG makes sense. Mixer for Smoochie does not make sense.
Because you got your following.
You got your following already.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we can actually go on Mixer, and then we can actually start the podcast channel that they have on there. And then we'd be one of the few ones on there, but more people would jump on it.
Squadron says, good luck over there. Like, he's not going to come with us.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Why? What's wrong with Mixer, dude? It's just a streaming platform
There's
like Twitch.
There's nothing wrong with Streamboard. It's the same thing.
All right.
Duck, if you're not going to follow us to Mixer, you might as well go back to Justin TV. Good luck over there.
We got
to
keep going.
Justin TV. Oh, my God.
Some
that's crazy.
This was once a PC gaming podcast. All right. Slay the Spire, Emilio. You've been playing this again.
I've been back for two nights since I got back from Europe. So the only thing that I've been playing is something that I can play while I'm watching other stuff. Oh, because UFC was on. So I watched the UFC while playing this, and this is the ultimate game for watching, binge watching whatever and just playing something at the same time, because there's no restriction on time. You can take a turn, go take a shit, come back, and like nothing's changed. So there's no restriction, which is great. And it's a lot better than it was when I played it. It seems to be a lot more balanced now. There's a third character that I have. Bobby, how much did you play this?
None. Oh. I didn't play this at all.
You recommended
saw this,
it to me, and I took
Yeah, yeah,
it.
Because I saw this when I was watching a lot of HOTS. People would play this in between, you know, during queue times.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this looks right up your alley. So I recommended it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never played it.
And so now I have a third character, and he's really intense. He has got a lot of tech going on to him. He's a little confusing to me right now. But it's cool because there was only ever two characters. And now it says something like I have six more unlocks. So I don't know if those will be characters or not. But it seems a way more balanced. I could always, before I could not even beat the first boss a lot of the time. And now I always get to the second boss at least. So I'm having a really good time. It's just a really good game. If you haven't checked it out, I haven't even said what it is. It's a card-based game, RPG, where you add and take away from cards from your very small deck and get new cards on the way. But the problem with that is, like, if you just keep adding more and more cards, you're going to get your best cards less, right? So you got to like pay gold to remove the lesser cards. There's like tons of tech. I was really admiring how much tech they got out of like a card game, like something, a simple card game. There's just so much there. It's overwhelmingly positive if everything that I said doesn't make any sense. So check it out. Slay the Spire. Hmm. Next up, where's the notes?
Oh, I got to scroll down over here. Handling two notes now.
All right.
Dead cells, more dead cells.
Yeah, so the only reason I'm bringing up, well, two reasons. One, this was my baby, man, when I was on vacation. I picked it up for the Switch for, I believe, $20, and which is a good price. I'm pretty sure it was $20.
Surprised you were gaming at all on vacation.
Well, there's a lot of 10-hour layovers, 7-hour layovers.
Oh, okay, like that makes sense. Okay. Yeah.
A lot of times, you know, you're...
traveling. But yeah, not actually physically there.
When you can't sleep because you're at the time zone. What is that called? Jet lag.
Jet lag.
I was up at like 4 a.m. over there.
Oh.
With nothing to do. Like just like in my hotel room. I cannot sleep. So I had this to
you're vacationing with the wrong people. Just kidding.
No, it's just the time zones. I just, you know, we were all fucked up, man. Luckily, there was no jet lag when I came back. So that was good. Anyway. So I started from scratch without all my upgrades, but my skill at this game is, you know, pretty decent. Not great. It's just decent. So I was able to kill the boss right away without like a bunch of unlocks and move the game up to boss L1, which means everything gets super duper fucking hard. But I have no unlocks. So like it's too hard for me because I don't have any cool shit. I'm too stubborn to put it back down on normal. So I'm right there, but I'm having fun with it. I don't think I'm, because I saw Dead Cells on my PC and this new update came out, which is called Who's the Boss. They put a bunch of new bad guys. See, I'm seeing a bunch of new shit I've never seen before, which is awesome. Those purple guys, never seen them. Those bats, never seen them. So there's a bunch of new content. There are new mini bosses. They were saying that like, As players, the devs were saying that they hate playing for an hour. You get to the boss, you get killed, and you have nothing to show for it because you lose all your cells when you get killed. So they put in mini bosses that drop really good loot right before the boss to help you with that boss.
Yeah,
hopefully. So I mean, kicked it with both legs, dude.
Sorry, guys.
Jesus Christ. But you bought me a drink, so that makes up for it.
Oh, for me or for you? No, why would you give me grapefruit?
Because I haven't tried fucking black cherry yet.
I want to try that one, though.
Well, so I guess that's all I have to say on that. It's probably, for me, it's the best Switch game out there.
Dead Cells?
Outside of Zelda?
I don't like Zelda.
Wait,
the fuck is wrong with you, Amelia? I didn't get it. Can I say that? For everyone else?
Wait, the best Switch game Breath of the Wild is a PC game.
I didn't get it. I tried.
Legend of Zelda.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Ocarina of Time.
I probably put 3 hours
Majora's Mask. None of the above.
Oh, I like some of them.
Fuck you, Amelia.
Yeah, but this new one,
everyone
I don't
likes
get
Zelda.
It.
Sorry, I got black cherry tea. I'm sorry.
Oh, God, this tastes straight up like... You can have this one, Amelia. No, thanks.
I did it for you.
I just saved the podcast.
Cheers.
So one thing I played that I never thought I would ever play, Enter the Gungeon.
Wow. Oh, how come you played it?
Co-op.
With who?
That's a secret. Yeah, Chi-Chi, Smoochie's got to have her secrets. Nonetheless, played Enter the Gungeon, and it was so much fun.
Okay.
With the right person.
Okay. It's really, really hard.
It's really hard, but the person I was playing with was really good. And not even talking about the game. Just kidding. No, not kidding.
I was going to say that joke. But you beat me to it.
Can you get carried in this game, though? Was he that good to carry you?
He was, because when you die in this game, you become a ghost.
Oh,
and
right.
The only thing you could do is hover around and occasionally deflect shit. Mm-hmm. Enter the Gungeon was amazing. How do I describe this game? Bullet hell.
It was amazing.
B- Bullet Hell Roguelike.
Right now? What's happening? I think Who are you?
It's a really good game.
Who am I anymore? I don't know.
Oh my God.
I know. I know. This episode, anything
next
you hear
week,
that comes
plays
out
point and clicks.
Anything you hear from my mouth, it's probably out of my normal character, especially this episode, more especially. Played Enter the Gungeon, Bullet Hell, played it with the PS4, played it on PS4.
Top-down roguelike.
We all know what Enter the Gungeon is by now. Who hasn't played this game?
And well, I never did because it was never
up my alley.
We tried
to give it to you for homework once and you threw a fit.
Oh, I know. I will when I talk about my homework. Nonetheless, Enter the Gungeon, you play these different characters. They all have different initial builds. You hop around, you dash. I did play enough Binding of Isaac to know my way around a roguelike. You go around, you flip tables, you toss barrels, you fight bosses, randomize weapons, randomize occurrences, secret rooms. Oh my gosh. Lots of fun with the right person. And I can tell you, I'm not the greatest.
How good was he? Holy shit.
Enter the Gungeon, almost like platinum this game. But nonetheless, when I started out this game, it was turbo mode. So everything
was
extra.
Game of the year. Wait, sorry. The game was game of the year.
What's turbo mode? I'm not familiar with that.
Turbo mode is when everything in the game goes faster.
Come on, man. That's kind of easy to fucking...
No, I know, but I've never seen it.
Nonetheless, it was really difficult at first, and then it went to normal, and then I wasn't playing it alone anymore, so it became a lot of fun. And it was... I was getting hard carried, and if I'm getting hard carried, I'm having a good time. We all know that. I love getting hard carried. Nonetheless, this game, it's very colorful. It's very fun. It's hard to discern, like, safe things from not safe things.
I agree.
And nonetheless, it's like, if I were playing this alone, shit pushed in. Playing it with somebody else, it was just a lot of fun, just... getting around the different, like every single room felt like it was different. So that's what I appreciate about this game. It was ever changing, ever challenging. At this one point, he had a tentacle weapon.
Yeah, the guns are awesome.
The guns are epic, and then you could recycle the guns and upgrade them. When you die, you drop your guns. Nonetheless, like I picked up a glass cannon that was pretty cool, but if I died, it destroyed the weapon. And I guess you can level up certain abilities. Different classes have different gun loadouts. And I can say it was like Binding of Isaac with really cool weapons.
Yeah, the graphics are great. This is just a good game.
It's a beautiful, colorful, fun game. And I'm so glad I got to explore this.
One thing I don't like about the multiplayer on this game, though, is you're pigeonholed into that shitty second player person that has the suction cup gun. You can't pick any of the other characters, correct? Or
no,
did they change that?
They changed it.
Can be whoever they want?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he was a ninja guy, and he had, like, some dart machine gun.
Oh, he had the shitty person. That's what was going
really?
On.
Really? Are you sure?
Were playing, yeah.
I was playing the girl in the yellow orange jumpsuit. A jumpsuit, and she was not Shell. Nonetheless, I liked her because she had a shotgun in the beginning. And it's cool because the bosses are randomized. They had like little cutscenes with the bosses. It was a lot of fun, and I'm sad that it took me this long to to expand my horizon. But sometimes it takes more than just the game itself. It takes the experience, and it takes the people. Hey, people. P is for people.
Are you
that
sure?
You're gaming with. And it's just one of those things where really, when you think about it, when it comes to gaming, my biggest reward is the social element of it.
The only person that I've ever heard beating this was Flying Hawaiian. So, props to him. Shout out to him. I don't think he even fucking listens to the podcast anymore. I got to ask him about that. We'll see if he mentions this. Nobody whisper him.
Nobody tell him.
Speaking of people worth playing with, guess what I played because of the people I like to play with alone? You wouldn't fucking
people
guess.
That I like to play with alone.
No. Come on. League of Motherfucking Legends. Smoochie is going to get back into Dota 2, but she actually dabbled into League of Legends because... Okay. Just to summarize this announcement, I quit my 9-to-5. I was never really working
for like a
for
month?
2 months.
2 months.
2 months. 60 days into a 9-to-5, realized it was the worst thing to do physically to my body and to my schedule and to everything that was important to me. It was very detrimental. Mm-hmm. Nonetheless, got out of that, and I said, since I did that, I'm gonna actually do something more for my stream schedule, for my gaming schedule, for things that I actually care about. And a big part of it is officially being a prominent force on in terms of developing my stream. So you will see me streaming at least 5 days out of the week. That's huge. I have
in the evenings mostly, right?
Yeah, in the evenings. I have some 8-hour schedules. I have some 4-hour schedules. I have some wild cards in there. But nonetheless, 5 days out of the week, you'll see me on my Twitch stream, twitch.tv/smoochie. S-M-O-O-X-C-H-I.
Is this how good this game looks now? It looks pretty fucking good. It's still
yeah. So I was playing League of Legends because my core group.
The same, dude.
This is the MOBA that my core group is playing.
That's actually the intro movie when you download the game.
Yeah. Wow. And I played League when it first came out. And before I played Smite, before I played Dota, it was the very first MOBA that I kind of got into. I played the tutorial, and Sniper was actually playing, starting the same time as me, so we played a game together. That was fun. And played through the tutorial, played a couple Summoner's Rifts, played an ARAM even. I realized that I don't really suck at MOBAs as much as I think I suck at MOBAs, because I picked up a lot of the little intricacies right off the bat. The first game I played that was PvP, I think we lost, but then I won like the next three, I felt like.
Nice.
I got a really nice, it was so funny because somebody told me to take a double shot. I took a shot and then I got a double kill immediately within the same minute. So it was a lot of fun.
What are you playing?
I'd like blow my brains out. I can't believe how much fun I
what
had
are you playing?
Playing this game.
What character are you playing?
I was playing, the one sucky, it was funny because I was making a list of 10 things I hate about League, and I only got to number 4, and I didn't have any complaints outside of 4 things.
Damn.
After playing it for about 4 or 5, 6 hours.
Pretty good from a woman.
Yeah. I was playing Lux, because here's the thing, I think in tutorial, once you beat tutorial, you can unlock one hero, and you have a selection of 4. Or 5, and I had to ask my friends, hey guys, what hero should I unlock? I was almost about to unlock Ahri, but they're like, no, Chi, you'll like Lux, and they weren't wrong.
Didn't you spell something wrong on stream?
When? Oh, fuck off, Sniper. Why would you do that? Anyways, I played Lux. I looked up MobaFire or whatever it's called, the Wikipedia for MOBAs like this, because that's what good MOBA players do. They look at the meta and they follow the meta. And I wouldn't say I was horrible. I wouldn't say I was good. But at the same time, I enjoyed my time playing League of Legends. And I never thought, like, who am I? I never thought I would ever say that.
Yeah.
Now imagine me.
Well, it helps that you're playing with your core group, right?
Well, I wasn't actually playing with my core group. In the beginning, I was just playing with my friends.
Okay.
Friends that I wouldn't deem core. At the end, I played with my core. But before I even played with my core, I just played with my friends. And I was like, wow, I'm enjoying myself. You know, it's like, it's less, I was stressing the gaming factor. Not the gaming factor, but
I don't know what that is.
The gaming ability of
your
the people.
Skill?
It's skill ability. Yeah, the skill level. And I enjoyed League a lot. And then I'm going to try Dota this week just to really compare and make sure that the MOBA I'm investing in is the MOBA I really enjoy.
That's important.
And here's a big... Internationals is going on right now. I am so sorry. I have nothing to really contribute regarding the Internationals. But holy fucking shit.
Well, they just started the group stage.
Yeah, so I...
Is that this year?
Enjoyed it. I'm gonna get back into Dota and tell you how that goes too.
Okay, cool. But that's good. I think you're better at it this time because you've played all those other MOBAs and
I play Dota.
You've played Smite since then, since League.
Yeah,
and
since League. Dota taught me how to play League. Basically,
Dota
taught me how to play League.
There's a lot of similarities.
Dota's so much harder in League, in my opinion.
I've heard that.
It's the hardest one.
Yeah,
Dota is hard as fuck. But you don't have to unlock your characters or do all that bullshit. Like, Dota's... Obviously, I'm still a Dota girl. I just played League and I enjoyed it, though. And that's rare. That's surprising.
That's the only one I've ever played, actually, to be honest.
League?
Yeah, because a friend told me to play and I played for a little bit.
Would you ever play Dota? You could play Dota with me.
I actually bought a character because I actually really liked that character. It was like a little tiny mage.
What do you mean you bought a character? You don't buy characters on Dota.
Not Dota. I mean...
Oh, League?
League, yeah.
Okay, cool.
It was like this little tiny mage that reminded me of Vivi from Final Fantasy IX.
I called him Vivi. Whenever he killed me, I would call him Vivi. Yeah. I was like, fuck Vivi. I was actually yelling at Vivi. I was like, that little fuck.
So that's the character I bought on League. And
Ray.
I used to play him. He's really good.
Did I play what?
Did you play Sea of Solitude because it was free on Epic?
Isn't this game only exist because of Origin? It's the only one that sells this game. This game is only Origin. It's Origin only.
I think it's on Steam.
No, it's not.
Sea of Solitude?
No. It was free on Epic. I'm pretty sure. That's where I picked it up.
No, I did it. No, it's not.
Because I have it.
This is an EA Origin game, man. Original.
Oh, okay.
Original.
What'd you think of it?
I was intrigued by it because I heard about it. I forgot what episode it was. Someone talked about it, brought it up. And they were like, yeah, it's about dealing with, like, depression and solitude or whatever, you know, and, like, all this stuff. And I was like, oh, shit, you know, like, I've dealt with it in my life, you know. People have dealt with depression all their lives or whatever, you know, like, you know. But, you know, I've actually gone to, you know, therapy and shit. And and I've struggled with dystemia, which is a mild form of depression. So just, you know, I was curious about this game because I was like, I want to play something single player. I want to play something new, something that none of us have really talked about or anything. And it was on Origin and I saw it and I was like, oh, wow. Like the art style was really nice. And I started
like
it up.
A shadow chick.
Yeah.
On a boat. Right.
So, yeah. So, like, you're either on land, you're on a boat, and it's a girl dealing. So, people dealing with solitude, people being solo, people going through depression, and they stay solo to themselves and don't deal with anyone else.
Uh-huh.
Right. And then these people end up, if they stay solo, they become monsters.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you're fighting people that have gone into solitude, gone into, like, their depression, and just, you know, and just dealt with it and just and it's not an expansive, crazy, super, you know, immersive game, but it's enough for you to, like, it's fun. I thought it was fun until, you know, well, I'll finish that later, but I was really enjoying it. Like, it was just very simple. You shoot out a flare to find your buddy that's flying around, you know, and that helps you deal with stuff, which is you. Actually, it doesn't say anything in the beginning, but it looks like it's you. And you're continuing until you come across a monster, huge-ass fucking monster that blocks your road. And that guy blocking, like, the first thing he says is just, like, you're a piece of shit. That's the actual words from the game. It says, you're a piece of shit. What's up? What the fuck are you doing here? Just straight up attacking you.
Putting you down.
And Siri just got excited right now. But, yeah, it's putting you down. So the moment it said that, I was just like, oh, okay, I'm kind of hooked right now. Like, this is just really crazy.
What's the reviews like this on this, Bobby?
They're not.
It's hard to tell. Well, yeah. I guess I could look up, like, Metacritic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not. One of the things I read before playing this game was just that it starts up strong, but it doesn't change. You know, the mechanics just kind of keep the same, and you just keep playing it. And
you think you'll finish it?
Yeah, I really will, because the story has me hooked, because I feel like I'm dealing, like, you know, not feel like I'm dealing.
It's at a 69%, maybe 72. But Ray, you couldn't finish it because...
Fucking half... Okay, so when the story got good, so, like, you're one of the things, there's this monster, right, that's, like, in the water, and that guy fucks you up, and you're trying to go from platform to platform. You look at his path as he goes around the buildings, but I'll be honest, the game is beautiful. The art style is really cool. It's just, it's really pretty. Yeah, and then it gets dark because, like, you need to clear up the land. You need to use your flare and, you know, go up to these little things that, like, clear up and brighten up everything because you're saving people or you're saving yourself. I don't know yet because I haven't gotten to that point yet. But all these big monsters are just really, like, this crazy little thing where, like, it's just people that are really fucking tormented with themselves. Mm. But it's okay, and But I was playing this game. I got past this whole part. I'm actually, and then they have a little things where you collect little bottles that have, like, you know, notes in them, which are, you read the notes. They're kind of intense. I think if you want to check them out, like, read the notes. They're kind of cool.
You know what's intense? The fact that she looks like me before I go in for a therapy, a laser therapy session.
Oh, my God. You're that hairy?
Yeah.
Really?
Just, I mean, have you ever looked at me?
I'm looking at you right now. You don't look hairy. I don't know.
I never let you that close. That's why. But no, seriously.
One day.
Ew. Anyways, it's kind of sad because graphically this game seems like a powerhouse, something very unique, something along the lines of almost like what we were impressed with in terms of, let's say, the Zelda series when Majora's Mask came out, and just like, what the fuck am I even looking at?
So this game just it's really simple, though. It's just, I feel like this guy wanted just to show a point. Like, he wanted to just show a story. Like, if you're an actual gamer and you're trying to play this game with, like, this whole mentality of you're going to play this really great immersive, like, you know, with all these physics and whatever and all this extra stuff, it doesn't have that. You know, this game has, it's like, there's just this whole little story that just kind of makes you think about yourself or just other people that are dealing with this issue, you know? And, but I was playing this game and I'm like, and I finally get to this part where, like, I, you know, I jump off to this great fucking dive into the water. Everything's great. And then, bah! Fucking computer just fucking blue screen.
Oh no.
And I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. I press the fucking button, everything's chill, starts back up, it's doing the spinny thing, it's saying Asus 10-year anniversary because I have some fucking motherboard. It's like,
you sound like a Stadia commercial.
And then boom, blue screen again. I'm like, what the fuck? All right, whatever. All right, what the fuck's going on? And then I check, and then there's no error on the, after the blue screen, it says, it's like, when it, whatever it says, whatever the error is for the blue screen, it shows a little, like, the code for that file. Because I was thinking, I'm going to bring up fucking, you know, command prompt, trying to see if I can do something, or bring over, like, you know, try to fix that shit. And there was nothing there that was doing it. And I'm like, but I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what's the issue then? So, like, I know, I'm like, I'm fucking around with my computer, messing around with it. And I'm like unplugging stuff and plugging stuff back in, and I'm like, just to see if that's it, because it's not giving me an actual issue. And then it just says repair. I'm like, all right, whatever. So I you know, during the blue screen, I click on the repair stuff, and then it repairs, but halfway through the repair, it blue screens on me halfway through the fucking repair. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Did the Discord help you figure it out?
Yeah, so I was, so Duck and Recycle start helping me out, and and the first thing I do is, like, I randomly take a picture of my CPU and how it's attached to my radiator. And then they're like, dude, look at the fucking, the
BIOS,
the thermal paste on your shit. It's not spread out how it should be. If you're completely connected to your CPU and your, it should have been spread out way more. Not, you know, yours is barely touching. So you're pretty much at 50% contact. And I'm like, fuck, I think I just fried my CPU. And so I, you know, the number one thing they told me were, like, you know what, unplug everything, clean it up, put it back together, see if that helps. And I'm like, yeah, so I unplugged everything from the motherboard. I unplugged every, like, I took everything out, GPU, my RAM, my memory, everything. And then I put it all back together, and I get blue screen again. I'm like, fuck.
That's so fucking frustrating.
Dude, you have no clue how fucking irritating I was. That day I gave up. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Good night. I went to sleep. Next day I tried again. And I'm like, all right, cool. What can I do? And I'm like, all right, maybe I should start, you know. And then that's when I got a brand new USB, the one that I bought, you know, the one we were using, trying to use for this thing too. And I put Windows install on there. I try installing it, get stuck at 32%, didn't do a shit. Then the other one went to like 70, and then it fucking blue screened again. So nothing's working. Nothing's working. It's going to shit. I'm getting pissed off. Next day, I got to say, whatever, fucking next day, I buy a brand new CPU. I went to Fry's. I was like, fuck it, I'm going to buy a fucking CPU.
Even because you had no clues that it was your CPU, but you just...
But I thought, you know what, I'm going to go with CPU, and then after CPU, I'll go GPU, because I went with, I don't know if you guys remember what happened, but I don't know if you, did you,
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know, she's just fucking going crazy right now, she's just dying. Anyways, So I, you know, it just wasn't happening. And then I spent $400 on a, well, $390 for a new CPU because I had to find one that was compatible with my shit. You know, it's hard. Right. It's really hard to find a CPU from your motherboard. Mm-hmm. Like 2-3 years ago, they stopped making those. But thankfully at Fry's, they had one left there in the fucking corner.
Yeah.
Picked it up, whatever, installed it. Shit didn't work. I'm like, God damn it. Anyways, I finally got it working today. My CPU finally fucking works. It's not, and it wasn't my CPU. I had a fucking faulty flash drive. That's all it was. My flash drive fucked up. My Windows install fucked up for some reason. I don't know how the fuck it happened. And some file probably got deleted or fucked up. And then since I tried restoring, it already fucked everything up. The moment I got a brand new USB, I put the USB in there, put in another computer, and
same thing happened?
And no, I got a I installed and everything installed perfectly. Fine. It was a USB that fucked up.
Hmm.
Yeah, wow. So I put a fucking brand new USB, got Windows installed fresh today. Today, the only game I ended up getting on there today was because I was like, I wanted to play something, and I downloaded Remnant. And that was the first game I downloaded because I've been wanting to play that shit since fucking Friday, and I couldn't because my computer was a piece of shit. And I was troubleshooting everything, and I installed Remnant. And
how was Remnant?
Dude, I'm just starting.
Which one is this one?
Remnant is that game that is a Dark Souls.
We were arguing about what it is, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's a Dark Soul
S. With a gun.
With a gun. Guns.
Okay.
With a gun. So I installed it. I only played... Come on, guys. I'm not going to... Next week, I'll give a full review about this game. This is just a quick little, like, two-minute, three-minute thing. I played the tutorial.
Looks fucking awesome.
It's awesome. Fucking awesome so far, and I only played a tutorial, man.
Gosh, it looks great.
The graphics, the character models are more on the maybe Sea of Thieves slash...
Oh, really? Cartoony?
Their character model looks good, but not good enough. It's not
You're
very...
You're talking
real.
About the characters, not the
character
monsters.
Model. The monsters look awesome. The monsters look fucking awesome.
Who cares what the character... Like, yeah. Oh, it's third person, huh?
Yeah, third person, yeah.
Yeah, but 90% of the game is... Everything else.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
They seem out of place, though.
Yeah,
they?
The characters seem out of place from the actual fucking, from the atmosphere that you're in.
Yeah.
So, like, it just kind of felt a little weird. But it was still, but it was good enough. Whatever. You're looking from behind, right? So, who gives a fuck? But, right. You're using, so, there's three classes. There's the mid-range, which is, like, the assault rifle. And then there, and with your repeater pistol. And then there is a,
I found out what was going on. She was saying, sending subliminal couch messages through the couch.
What is she doing?
Drawing dicks.
Oh, damn.
Fat ones, too.
That was an eggplant. That last one was an eggplant, so calm down.
All right.
And so, and then there's the close range character. You can be a close range character with a shotgun. And then the, you know, long range is more of a single fire, like sniper, or just single fire, like weapon.
It looks like, I'm just going out on a limb here, that when you pick up loot, you can see it on your body.
Yeah.
I always love that.
And then not only that, which I thought was kind of cool, it actually has a story behind it, man. Like, it started off with.
What is this on?
PC.
What are the... What do you mean? Can we get the reviews? No, I know, but what...
It's on Steam.
On Steam?
It's on Steam, man.
What are the reviews like, Bobby?
It's just started today. Today's the first day, so it's probably...
Fuck, man, I am really intrigued.
I'm not joking. I think we should all pick this up and keep playing.
Four players, right?
Yeah. It was really neat, dude.
This looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, it had a really cool...
Game of the year.
It had a really cool story, and the first... fights I got into, at first I was like, oh, this is easy. I was just hack and slashing, just like dodging and quick hack and slash, whatever. But then they started getting harder, man. You started seeing these multiple different little fucking enemies. Then they started shooting back, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker's shooting back. Okay, never mind. I gotta fucking kind of get some cover now. But, and you know, it's one attack on you. It does a lot of damage, and you have to watch your stamina. You have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Man. That's pretty much all I can really say about it right now. I'll wait till next week.
Is this a $60 game?
$40 actually. So it's actually not even full price.
Damn.
It's $39.99.
I haven't bought a game in like 4 months.
I think it's time to buy a game, man. From what I played for this like hour and some, It's just, I think I was talking to Cricket on during the thing when I was playing this shit. I didn't want to go to the podcast because I want to keep playing this shit.
Any interest from you two on this?
Yes, 100%.
Well, she would like it because she plays Dark Souls.
Yeah, I would like it.
And it's multiplayer.
Did I say 100? I meant 82.
And it's like Sekiro. It's like Sekiro.
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 Sekiro. Sekiro.
I give it 82 Sekiros.
82
Sekiros. I give it 82 Sekiros. Exactly.
I don't know. It does look good, but I never really was into Dark Souls games.
I don't get the Dark Souls part of it. From what I'm seeing,
it's not, and it is. It really is, because like a lot of the melee, it's not, but it is, dude. I swear to God, it's just okay. The melee aspect to it. I get it, but other than that, it's just it's. I don't know. It's not. It's just really interesting. I want to keep playing. I want to do more. I want to do more because I want to see more about this game. But so far, I'm really liking it.
Bobby, are you playing Divinity without me? Just one.
Nah.
He cheated on you.
All right, let's move on.
All right. I guess it's time for a movie review. Should have had this prepped. Sorry about that.
I really like this review.
Yes, it is. It is co-op.
I watched all the reviews, Bobby, on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Our new YouTube channel coming out to you tomorrow. but this one I enjoyed the most, probably because I hadn't seen the movie. Mm-hmm. And
I don't even know what this is.
Fucking Bobby's so goddamn good at fucking video editing, it's ridiculous.
don't hype it up too much. I'm sure I'll get some criticism, and I appreciate any criticism you have. But I, like I said about the video game movie reviews, I'm still kind of finding out what the style is on those ones. But yeah, I did like this one. It was the most recent one, and you can go, when you listen to this on the podcast, you can check this out right now and get some visuals to what I'm about to talk about. So Brain Scan, by popular demand, two people really wanted me to watch this. And I'm glad I did. I'm surprised I had never heard of this movie. Yeah, it's not pretty. It's not pretty. This is a movie that came out in 1993, and unlike a lot of other video game movies that I talk about, it is about PC gaming, not just video games in general. It is kind of loosely, like, gaming is definitely a big part of this, but not as much as maybe some of the other movies. It is starring Edward Furlong. Everyone knows him from Terminator 2.
As John Connor.
Yep, John Connor. He is said he's going to reprise his role, very small role, in the new Terminator Dark Fate.
Is that Carrot Top?
No. That guy's name is Trickster. So what's happening? Not everyone with red hair is
just
Carrot
Top. Hideous. Trust me.
Yeah, he is disturbing.
Okay,
so,
that was Carrot Top. Okay, he had makeup on, but Carrot Top wouldn't need
that's
makeup
not
on
Carrot
to, in
Top.
Order to fulfill that
that's
role.
Not Carrot.
You remember
like
when Carrot
rewind?
Top got jacked?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's ripped
now,
as fuck.
No, his face was always jacked, so let's get that right.
Take that, Carrot Top. Back
that,
to the
that
review.
Guy actually looks more like that one movie with like the little
Carrot
nightmares
Top.
Under the bed.
Ew.
Remember that movie? Nightmares? They go under the bed and there's a world of monsters.
Monsters, Inc.?
No,
Little
dude.
Monsters?
Is it Little Monsters? It's
little
like
Monsters
an old
with
school.
Howie Mandel?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Cat's Eye?
Keep talking about it.
All right. So, Brain Scan. This movie is about a young kid. He's obsessed with horror movies and PC gaming, and he's not very popular. He's kind of an outsider, and he discovers this game called Brain Scan. He plays it, and it's a very realistic game where he goes and murders somebody, and then he finds out, oh, I actually murdered someone in real life. And then this creepy dude, who we all see here, Trickster, he pops out and says, you need to keep doing this, kind of brainwashes him a bit into keep going with this whole murder spree, and then it ends in kind of a weird way. So it's a very bizarre movie, and at first I'm like, okay, this movie, there's a message here. There's something about video game violence, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is saying something. And if the movie is trying to say something, it contradicts itself. So I don't know if there really is a message in here. I wouldn't really watch it for that purpose. It is entertaining, and I did enjoy it. Like, probably because I'd never seen it before, and it's got a great soundtrack. Like, the soundtrack sounds like something from Twin Peaks.
Here's Stranger Things.
Brain Scan.
Yeah, it's an
the
80s
makings of Virginia Tech.
Kind of...
just kidding. Oh, yeah. God. We can still go up on YouTube, right?
Oh, man. Speaking of Stranger Things, sorry. I just remembered right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're fucking... what's the name? Oh, my God. I always forget that. I was Dead by Daylight? No. What was Dead by Daylight? Which is that one? Tell me, help me.
For V1, Dead by Daylight.
It's Dead by Daylight.
Friday the 13th.
Is it the Friday the 13th type game?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
For sure.
So they're coming out with a Stranger Things fucking add-on,
good
dude.
For them.
It's fucking awesome. They add the two characters, the one dude, the...
Hopper?
No. The high school kids.
Oh, yeah.
Dacker?
Fuck, I forget their name.
Montgomery?
But the popular one and the girl, not the one that she dates afterwards on season two. The one she dates on season one.
I love him.
The guy with the hair. The guy with the hair.
Yeah.
And her, and then it's the fucking, I forgot the
Demogorgon.
Name. Demogorgon. Yeah. That's so fucking cool that you get to run away from the Demogorgon. That's really cool. Idea. That's really sweet. But they're going to add that in the next
that's smart.
DLC.
All right. What was
Steve
I talking
Harrison.
About?
Steve,
right.
Yes.
You're talking
Steve,
about how...
What
a multi-dimensional
character,
in this movie.
By the way.
Oh, okay.
I love him.
Well, if there was, they didn't do a very good job with it. But the real issue with this movie is, oh my God, this Edward Furlong guy. And I don't like to throw out criticism just like...
Willy-nilly?
Yeah, you
it's
know, I'm kind of careful
dude.
With... Yeah,
have
so the...
You,
the yes, go ahead, Shi.
No, you can go on. With
it's
this
on
one.
Blu-ray now.
Have Shi. You considered maybe reviewing those Black Mirror episodes that are actually video game related outside of a
no,
full
they're not technically
movie?
Movies.
They're not.
But, Bobby, they're full-fledged.
They're as long as movies.
But they are modern-day...
Vignettes, I would call them, I guess.
Modern-day vignettes.
They feel stretched even for a 45-minute runtime. So.
Wow.
But, Bobby, they're modern. And they're,
he doesn't like modern.
No, the next movie I'm going to do is
do
Rampage
know, Bobby?
2018. So.
Because there we'll was see. An episode in
next
Black Mirror.
Next episode
I'm
is reviewing
sure
Oregon
it.
Trail. Come on.
Do you watch Black Mirror,
Bobby?
Bobby
saw it.
I watched
Oregon Trail.
How about that episode where he was basically in a haunted house, but it was a video game and that whole mind
oh, that episode's really cool.
It is really cool.
With
and
the spiders
I
and
want
all
to know
shit.
Your review on it, Bobby.
Because that's a really good episode.
She's just going to hate it anyway.
It's a really cool... It's honestly...
Because it was developed in this decade?
It's almost movie.
No, I'll give it a fair shot if I watch it. But I don't know. I've got feelings towards TV, even our modern version.
You can watch 8 movies in 1 week, but you won't watch a decent 45-minute episode of Black Mirror related to video games and horror.
No, I have.
It's
and
a good
I did.
Episode.
I watched all of season 3.
There you go.
Maybe it was in that season.
And that was about
I don't think it was. I don't remember anything with spiders.
No, it was. Like, no, it was. It was.
It had to do with a haunted house slash video game. It was a dude
it
on.
It was the guy that was on vacation. Yeah.
Yeah, he was on vacation and.
He took a job.
He took a job while on vacation. Okay,
I definitely didn't watch
it.
That one on season.
Maybe
three.
Season two.
Bobby, tell me more about Brain Scan.
I would love to. So
Carrot Top meets Raiden. That's what I see.
Nah, well, not quite. He reminded me a little bit more of Drop Dead Fred. But what's interesting, so I went and watched a live recording of How Did This Get Made, and the movie was Drop Dead Fred. And before they actually got into the movie, they kind of warmed up the crowd, and they were going to play a video, and we got to choose it by a round of applause. And the video that they played was like one of those crossover ones. Like, what if David Lynch directed Ladybugs? Ladybugs is a
movie about
who's
soccer.
That? Rodney Dangerfield. Yeah. It's a bizarre movie. So anyway, so they cut up this trailer, and the it's music that they used was the soundtrack, the main theme from Brain Scan. And I didn't realize that at the time. But then I know it's not. But then I watched Brain Scan. I'm like, God, this soundtrack sounds so familiar. And then it finally clicked. But the soundtrack is really good. It's very 80s, very synth, very creepy. And that works great in horror movies.
Not Sharon Stone, the girl from Deep Impact.
I don't think so. I looked her up. She wasn't really in a whole lot of stuff.
And Bobby, you played it. You played the music from this movie all the way through your review, right?
Yeah.
Because it was fucking super dope.
Yeah, it's a great track. And the other music that they use in this, this movie is so 90s, man. I mean, you can tell by the way the kids are dressed. It's right when grunge is really becoming a thing, so all the kids are dressed like that. All the music they're using is like Butthole Surfers and Primus and White Zombie. Like, so it's got a real 90s soundtrack. But yeah, so Edward Furlong's acting is a bit rough. And, you know, kid actors, okay, that's going to happen. What's weird is this came out after Terminator 2. Terminator 2, you watch and you're like, okay, he did a great job in there, but he's the lead role in this, and that's so much more from an actor. Like,
so
that's very demanding.
Pressure.
So I understand that's, like, it's tough. So much, you got to experience a whole wide range of emotions, and you got it. Like, it just, that's a lot to put on a kid. Maybe he wasn't ready for it. But the guy who played Trickster, T-Writer something, I can't remember his name, but he did an outstanding job. He's very theatrical. He's very over the top. Yeah. He's, yeah, it's so dramatic.
And that kid, I mean, that character could have had his own movie. He could have had his own Beetlejuice from what I saw from your review. He really knocks it out of the park.
Yeah. Now, this movie, I don't know what it cost to make. There's no info on the production budget on this.
Why is that super weird, right, Bobby?
That is unusual. Yeah. Now, my best guess is 10 to 20 million. Like, just top of my head. Now, this movie only made about 4 million in the theaters, but it was rated R. Rated R movies just don't make that much.
She's the dude on fucking 30 Reasons Why. That's where I knew her from.
Oh, yeah. She's on, I did see that in her credits. But yeah, so Brain Scan, I enjoyed it, and I would probably watch it again. It's what? A weird movie, but it's not absolutely terrible. Like, it's better than I thought. I thought it was going to be cheesy. The special effects aren't very much, but, you know, for the 90s, they're about what you would expect from this.
Bobby, what's Shout Factory, and why are we getting the reviews, and why is it so good compared to everything else?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, though, that when you're talking about video game movie reviews, 21%, which you got on Rotten Tomatoes, that's about on par with everything else, okay? The highest video game movie reviewed is, I think we talked about it, Detective Pikachu, and that's 60-something.
Yeah. What about
The second highest video game movie? Well, yeah, I guess that is a video game. No one ever lumps that in with video game movies.
But why not? 100% it's strictly surrounding.
Yeah, well, the first one, definitely. The second one, maybe. Maybe
I don't remember the second. I saw it.
The second one's more about technology and the internet. The first one is about video
okay,
games.
So what? Wreck-It Ralph is probably a 90%, right?
Was the second one about memes? Maybe the third one will be all
memes.
A
lot of people don't.
The second one kind
of
was about. It was about like.
Yeah, about going viral and.
I have never seen.
Yeah, it's about like going viral with videos.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think when a lot of people talk about video game movies, they're talking about a movie whose source material is a video game, a movie that was adapted from a video game. And if that's the case, then the highest rated one might be the one I'm watching next week, which is going to be Rampage from 2018.
That's higher. That's good reviews on that.
Yeah, and it made a shit ton of money. I mean, it made decent. I think it was around like 50% or something, which is good for a video game movie. But yeah, I'm excited to watch that. I'm a big fan of The Rock.
The Rock is such a sure bet when you're investing. What's his quote? 20 million? Probably? Do you know?
I have no idea.
It's probably higher.
He did just get married, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
But he's been with this woman for a very long time.
Not as hot as I would imagine.
Wait a second. No, he was.
Yeah, I think he has a kid with her.
Yeah.
12 years.
He's with her for a very long time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he can do better, looks wise. But
Calm down, as if looks are everything, Emilio.
He's the Rock, dude.
I know he's the fucking Rock. He's the epitome of
manliness.
Would you not agree that love transcends physical appearance?
And back to PC gaming.
Yeah. Okay. So Brain Scan. Wow. It was tough getting through that one. You guys.
Oh my God. Really took physical appearance alone were a factor or the only factor, this fucking Trickster Brain Scan dude.
He is he's disturbing.
Let him die alone.
They did a good job with the makeup on that character because he is disturbing looking. So I would definitely recommend going on YouTube, watching my uninterrupted video game movie review.
They would have saved so much money. Bobby, the whole entire time you were talking about this movie.
As I address it.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
The whole entire time you were talking about this movie, I was just cringing because he is literally.
I know, you were saying that the entire time.
But
that's his point. Like, I mean, they want him in there to make you cringe. That's why he's in the movie.
That's the reason they put him in there. Movie?
That's like, the way he looks. That's what he's supposed to do.
In the 90s,
make you feel exactly the way you feel.
In
right
the 90s
now.
And like the 80s, all those fucking villains and stuff looked the same.
Yeah, but this guy is fucking especially creepy. Guys didn't hear the voice.
He looks just like he looks like
and
a vampire.
And you think Dwayne Johnson's wife isn't good looking, like
for him.
Okay, no one said they were going to marry Trickster here.
She'd be a home run for me. I'm just saying for the
put the Rock, dude. I mean, he's the Rock. He's down to earth. He's not going to just get some trophy wife, dude. You know he's too good for that.
Mm.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. I'm looking for the Rock's wife right now.
Something Hayshon, Lauren Hayshon. She's a singer. Dude, it's all over the social medias.
What did you think of Dust? Before they were ever married. Dust, I hated it.
Want to elaborate?
I knew I hated it before I ever played it.
Really? No, you actually liked it before you played it.
I was like, don't give this to her. It's another platformer. It's not going to work. And you're like, ooh, I like this. I want to play it.
It looks so cool. Oh, my God. That's exactly what happened. I want to play.
That's exactly what happened.
I don't know what Weeaboo phase. I have no idea what Weeaboo phase I was into. I was probably attracted to this bright and shining colors. It's a beautiful game.
It's gorgeous.
And to be honest, I didn't get far enough into it to really have a true opinion of it. Okay, so you load up this game, your name is Dust, you don't remember anything, and your sword's talking to you. You have this like weird flying fairy. It's a world of furries.
and they're just fucking each other.
It just seems really, 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 really cool. Actually, she looks like a Neopet. Your pet is like a Neopet. And it's beautiful. But I honestly didn't play enough of it. Oh my God, look at those reviews. So good. But I played through the tutorial.
What the fuck's going on right
and
now?
It was the most boring fucking shit in the world. It's interesting because the shopkeeper kind of reminds me of the shopkeeper from Resident Evil 4. He's like, what are you buying? Nonetheless, it's supposed to be a really good RPG, but it was just so tacky. First off, all the enemies, it was tutorial probably, so it was kind of lame. It just seemed like everything was just lined up for me to be flashy, but not actually challenged. And I'm sure there's ways to be challenged in this game once you're further progressed.
Did you say that you weren't challenged in the tutorial?
Was that the problem?
Yeah. Well, I was challenged.
No more homework for G.
I hit a dead end. I got lost. And I was like, why am I?
You got lost in the tutorial.
Bambi. Look at that. I'm sorry, dudes. I'm really, really sorry. I love RPGs. I love anime. I wouldn't say I love furries, but like it has so much going on for it and I never gave it enough time, but at the same time, it didn't give me enough in the beginning to really convince myself that I wanted to go there. I got to a point where I was supposed to blow up something, but nothing was obvious enough.
Nothing this is how you use bombs. Now, fuck this
Nothing
game.
Was obvious enough for me to, like, conjure a bomb and throw it. It's like, it wasn't like a natural progression like you would see in terms of getting bombs and, let's say, Legend of Zelda. It was literally so fucking, like, cringy, tacky. It was so hard for me to even want to get past the tutorial, but I did. I ended up backtracking on the tutorial and I was like, I don't think I could do this.
All
right. Honestly, I want you guys to play this fucking game and you tell me how you
like
it.
We all did.
Because I can't.
And we really liked it.
Yeah, you did? Sure you did.
We did.
How far?
How would we know? There's a YouTube video of me playing this song on the piano.
Yeah.
How did you blow up the fucking wall? All I remember is going, wow, these enemies, they're practically just they're fodder. I said they're basically moving bushes because they're so easy. I'm practically mowing my lawn at this point.
I want to know who you're playing League of Legends with, because I'm going to tell him to get you to play this game, then I want to hear your review next week.
What are you talking about?
The game was fucking amazing.
Here's the thing. Smoochie played League of Legends.
Best game ever.
Smoochie played League of Legends.
Second game of the year.
Smoochie played League of Legends. Said she had fun.
The game was really good.
Really didn't badmouth it, and then I played Dust and like this D wasn't doing it for me.
I like when you refer to yourself in the third person like Ricky Henderson.
I do kind of get it a little bit. You're saying is like
literally, like I said, mowing the lawn and not in a good way.
Killing just, bad guys,
just like
it sounds like you had your mind made up before you played the game.
Killing bad guys is not hard in this game.
Yeah,
it's more about getting giant combos. It's flashy. Yeah, but you can die. Like, I died. I beat the game.
But it looks really cool when you kill all the guys.
My ability
so
to have
it looks
fun
really
died.
Sick.
And my ability to have fun died.
Gotcha.
All right, when did this game come out? 2013? I think that's when I played it. 2013, 2014? I'm sure it's aged a bit.
I think I played this on console.
I'm telling you guys, platformers, Don't recommend them to me. Please do
not. I tried. I was like, don't do this, guys. Don't do it.
Exactly.
And you were like, oh my God, that looks so cool. I'm so down to play this.
Well,
oh my God.
I'm a fucking weeb, but I was wrong.
But you were down to play this. Wrong.
I was totally down. I was like, oh, I'll play it. And then
you loved
it. And I was
the video were just like, oh my God, I just creamed.
All right, what's Ray's homework?
Rock of Ages.
Rock of
two?
Ages. Rock of Ages. God,
one or two. I would say one.
Just say two. Why do you want to give me the shitty version of it?
No, because I like to...
Give me the one that's like has more shit to do, not like...
I think the homework section and end the homework, hashtag that sniper...
Well, what do you mean? The homework section is great between us.
The homework section hasn't been good in weeks.
Yeah, why is
what do you
it?
Mean?
Like, with the homework section, all I'm doing is shitting on whatever you guys tell me
to play. You're not going
to
get homework anymore.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because you don't play it. I play the homework. Thanks to the homework, I love FTL.
Why would I play
thanks
fucking
to the homework.
Shitty fucking game?
Okay, we're moving on.
You can't
moving
convince
on.
Me to play fucking shitty games.
Moving on. Go ahead and
they're not shitty games. They're really good games.
9 out of 10 by everyone in the world?
It's not a good game? No?
Not 9 out of 10 fun factor,
it's
my dude.
It's a lost cause.
Not 9 out of 10
fun factor. Play CSGO and didn't get it. Oh, shit. Didn't get a good review.
You know what? Sims probably got a 9 out of 10. Did you have 9 out of 10 fun playing that game, Emilio?
No.
See, exactly. Don't fucking push
but
something
he played
I don't
it.
Want.
But he played it.
Don't rate me with your fucking homework.
But
I don't want
it.
All right.
No consent here.
No more homework for you.
No more homework for you. Ever. Again.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's
so next week's homework is Rock of Ages.
Yay! I get to play it. I'm excited to do it. And I'm so down.
He's not, though.
I'm not. I don't want to play this shit. I want to play Rad and I want to play fucking...
Hey, remember last week with fucking FTL? Like
I loved my homework.
No,
thanks.
I hated it. And then you played 10 more minutes of it. And then
and I fucking
hooked.
Loved it.
Yeah.
I even played it again after those extra 10 minutes. I'm not going to see what happened
some
next.
Extra credit.
I really fucked up on that one, on that run. Mm.
Yeah. All right, time for some news here. First up, there's a lot of Epic Store news. First up, cloud saves arrive in Epic Game Store.
Good. Welcome to fucking 20 years ago.
Seriously,
years ago.
Right? It's about fucking time.
So not only have they... Well, this was also already available in the Ubisoft games through Uplay. So technically... If you played a Uplay game through Epic, you still had cloud saves. This is only on 17 games right now, but they're going to continue to add more. One of the games that two of the games that it's on are the two games that are free right now, Hyper Light Drifter and Mutant Year Zero. So
I picked that up.
Yeah, I really want to play Mutant Year Zero.
Me too.
I was so excited that it was free on Epic Games.
Single
so I
player,
that.
Right?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty okay. sure. Yeah. So yeah, they're adding that, and of course they have plans to add much more. They had a roadmap somewhere. They also redid the product pages, so you know it's getting there. They're adding little by little. Epic Game Store.
Yeah, I wonder. It sounds like why wouldn't you have fucking cloud saves? It's probably really hard to implement. You've got fucking millions of people you're catering to, and they all have their different saves.
It's really hard to implement, even though Steam did it 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, Steam didn't tell them how to do it. It's not like Epic could email them. He's like, how'd you guys do this?
They've had cloud saves since the PS3.
Who did?
Since the PS3.
Oh, it was the first one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are you trying to give Epic a get-out-of-free-jail card right now? Get-out-of-jail-free card.
If it was easy, their millions of dollars would have done it weeks ago or months ago.
That is true.
Wait, what?
But then again,
you don't think their millions of dollars would make it easy?
Let me take that back. PlayStation 3 didn't have really.
Everybody thinks everyone else's job is super easy, and why don't they
it's
have
super
this?
Super hard.
I mean, I'm sure there's reasons, and it may not be a matter of difficulty. It may just be something else. They could have other stuff going on.
Priorities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows?
All right. Next up, Epic pledges loot box transparency across all of its games. So I ran into this when I noticed another headline saying that Psyonix was completely removing the loot boxes from Rocket League. And I'm like, that's weird. You know, usually it's the exact opposite. But it was because Epic had bought Psyonix, and Epic has said, like, hey, we're not even going to mess with this loot box thing. We're going to have transparency. There still are loot boxes, and of course, these weird looking pinata camels in Fortnite. Okay, they're llamas.
But you can see
into them. I mean, so it is, you know, technically there is some risk of addictive buying of these things, but it's better than just like a straight up slot machine.
You can see the odds, right? That's all it is, right? You can see like your chances.
You can see what's inside them.
Oh shit, before you buy them?
No,
before you open them.
Before you open, then why?
Kind of like CS loot boxes, where you could kind of see what guns or potential.
Oh, you know what could be in there,
like a preview. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't get it. For instance, like different loot boxes in CS:GO, it's like the Horizon or the this one that have. Mm-hmm. You know what weapons are in there? You just don't know what you're gonna get.
By the way, I unboxed my second knife this week.
Like a good one?
Are you serious? Another knife?
Well, I did unbox another knife. It was a Stack Track knife, but it was a well-worn stiletto knife.
What's that worth?
Only $75.
Only? That's pretty good. Oh, no.
Not really. It's kind of ugly, but I still wear it. What's a girl without her stilettos, right?
Then, you know what? This is crazy. You probably have a good account. I feel that the way loot boxes work for CS:GO, or maybe everything, it works based on your account because, for instance, Incidus, every loot box he opens, let's say he...
You mean the dude that was banned? Permabanned from something?
I'm not gonna
I think everything's RNG and whatever you're speculating is not real.
It has to be legit because every time this guy opens up loot boxes, I'm not joking. I was talking to him about this new neon.
What
AK.
Is he, Lord Gaben's favored child?
Yeah. Okay, so him and Beef. For some reason, every time they open loot boxes, they get knives or they get red stuff, like the most rarest shit on it, and they can sell it for $300.
It's because Lord Gaben likes, sympathizes and loves to offer aid to the poor, and needy. So,
and that's the thing.
If you're a silver in Counter-Strike, then you will most likely unbox.
But Nabi would be the least one that would need anything from anyone. The guy's fucking loaded. But he always gets the best shit. I don't get it. It's like there's something about these Steam profiles that they get stuff. Like I have honestly probably done $50 worth of loot boxes on Counter-Strike. $50 of loot boxes. It's $250 for each one. I have not gotten anything more than a purple. They open three, and in those three,
it's called RNG, dude.
Two of those are fucking reds.
RNG.
It's just ridiculous. Their profiles always open up amazing shit. And no one else, and like everyone else,
out
spends hundreds of dollars and doesn't get shit. It's ridiculous.
It happens.
That your account might be one of them, because how do you get two knives?
It doesn't specify on account, because I open a lot of loot boxes.
No, but they only open like two or three. So it's crazy.
How much do you spend on loot boxes, G?
Probably $2.50 to $5 a week if I'm playing consistently.
That's not a whole bunch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. No,
you've spent that all at once.
I've only done it. I've only spent $50 worth of loot boxes in my whole lifetime.
Yeah.
And it's only.
It sounds like she's more consistent.
Yeah, I know. But I mean, like, I've done it in that way. But I mean, like, I have friends that have opened up $10, $15 worth each week and never get shit. Nabi opens up one fucking box that week, and that box is a fucking rare $300.
Nabi's fucking crazy, man.
He has a lucky account. The thing is, everyone made fun of it, and I'm not made fun. I got jealous about it. Beef opens up one box, gets a knife, and he's like, "We're like, what the
fuck?" His first box?
Yeah, like his first second box with a fucking knife, and we're like, and his knife was like,
how much was it worth?
Like $400.
Damn it.
And we're like, okay. And then he opens up like two other boxes, nothing. Third box he opens up, another fucking rare ass shit. Gloves. He got gloves. Damn.
It's just luck, dude.
But it's constant. It's repetitive. It always happens. After every two, three boxes, they get gloves or knives or a rare red or a stat track.
You sound jelly, bro.
It honestly sounds
like some type of syndrome where he thinks everybody else is rising up. Gamers rise up around him.
No. But I'm saying they have lucky accounts. It's their accounts.
Okay. I'm so sorry you're a gamer, RNG.
I'm going to have to disagree. Yeah.
No, there is. I've actually saw it on YouTube. There's depending on some people's accounts get more shit. And some guy was talking about it on YouTube about it. That's why I brought it up. But never mind. What? I'm a hater. I guess, guys.
Next up in news, a Resident Evil reboot is in development.
Which is so cool.
For movies?
Yeah, man. It's really cool.
Yeah, so they talked a little bit with the director. Yep, director Johannes Roberts. And he couldn't really say much. He was very vague, but it sounded like he said, you know, things like it's going back to its roots and it's going to be really scary. So
what's he do, Bobby?
I'm not familiar with him. I can look him up, but I doubt it'll be, may not be anything that we recognize. But it sounds like they're going back, because the Resident Evil movies have been more action movies.
Yeah, so a lot of over-the-top crazy action. So I think this reboot, they want to go back to, not go back to, because it hasn't really happened, but they want to go to the actual game. You know, the actual, they want to make
slow
it scary.
And scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, real creepy. 47 Meters Down, which is out in theaters right now. It's that shark movie. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I recognize.
Okay.
But I think that sounds awesome, though, right? Like,
yeah, no, that sounds like a
like
good direction.
Give us a Resident Evil that's actually scary.
Yeah, because they become action movies now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And even from the beginning, they were kind of action movies.
The first one was very action, but it was the slowest one out of all of them. You know, yeah,
and they only ramped up since then.
Oh, Bobby, yeah. When we watch your
then
reviews...
Then it became crazy.
You mentioned...
You mentioned
the space movie where they go to hell.
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. And Sam never saw it. She loves horror movies.
Oh, yeah.
She says she never watched. I said, what the fuck?
Like, Event Horizon? Oh, man.
Dude,
that's
it's
a good
so
one.
Good, right?
Yeah, that's a doozy. I couldn't believe how poor reviews that got.
Really? Because people mention it all the time. It's like,
yeah, dude, everybody loves that movie. I grew up thinking, like, oh, my God, it's one of the greats. But, the reviews, I guess, were pretty bad.
Oh, but,
and it didn't do well in the box office either.
And she says she loved Silent Hill 1 and 2. Have you seen them, G? No.
You like scary movies, I've never seen 2 at all. I'm excited to watch that one. Revelation. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually really good.
All right. Last bit of news here. Minecraft to get big lighting, shadow, and color upgrades through NVIDIA ray tracing. So there's a video that you can watch. This is from TechCrunch, but you can find the video anywhere where they show examples of Minecraft with ray tracing off and then on. And it's a lot more shadows, a lot more lighting. Yeah. It's definitely a facelift. It's still that same blocky texture.
But now the blocks are nice looking.
Yeah.
Shiny blocks, you got textured blocks. I mean,
they actually...
it's night and day, really.
NVIDIA said this, and at first you kind of think, oh, it's just NVIDIA talking out of their ass, but it makes sense. If you're buying a graphics card right now that doesn't have RTX, what the fuck's wrong with it? If you're upgrading in any way, you have to add it. You cannot not have RTX.
Yeah,
now.
But also their fucking market share is way, way down, and it seems
it's been coming up. It's been climbing a shitload. Yeah, dude. I have this thing called Robinhood, which is like stock market shit and buying. You know?
Oh, yeah. Did you buy it? Did you invest?
Yeah, I have some random ass fucking penny stocks and shit.
No, I meant into NVIDIA. Invest.
Oh, so no, I haven't. No, it's expensive. I play with penny stocks. But so they're saying that NVIDIA is fucking, you know, you should really start, because it's been growing so much, especially with their AI, not with their video cards stuff. But NVIDIA's been it's going back up.
I like how Minecraft has now become the benchmark for all video game or for all graphics cards. You know, 10 years ago, it was like, can it run Crysis? Now it's how good does Minecraft look on it?
That's why I was asking Duck if he's still around. He's the biggest Minecraft player I know. What did you think of this? I'd like to...
But those are the actual graphics right now?
Yeah.
But that looks like a mod. Because I've modded my Minecraft to look that good.
Yeah, and when I was watching Duck play, when he was streaming it, he showed me some things that look like this. So it can be done already.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not a mod.
But this is Minecraft out of the box. If you know what I mean.
On RTX.
Yeah, with RTX.
I guess.
Yeah.
And by the way, it looks like there's so many shadows, you wouldn't even know what you're looking at if you go into the shadows. Like, the light is... Maybe they're just doing it for the tech demo, but it doesn't look like it works well. I don't know. It looks too dark to go into the dark areas. When they go back to the regular, everything looks like you know what you're doing. I think they're just trying to show off the lighting.
People in chat are mentioning Seus, S-E-U-S.
Yeah, that's a fucking little textures and mod stuff that you add to it. But the thing is, you know, that might, that, you know, it does look fucking amazing. But this is just out, this is from them. So this might give you more frames, if you think of it that way.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
might run way better than
this. No, because it was really hard to run these mods, right?
Yeah, actually it was.
Because it's CPU intensive, not graphics card intensive.
Yeah, because like I remember one, because like I was really strong on Minecraft when I got my PC. And I remember adding all this stuff to these all these mods, and it wasn't like, it wasn't that fluid, man. Like I was dropping frames like hard in Minecraft because of these mods. So maybe with this, it's just, you know, you, it's more fluid, more like nice little fucking game. I don't know. I'm down to play some Minecraft whenever you want.
All right. Well, before we head out of news, someone in chat, Dynamite, is mentioning a zero-day iPhone jailbreak. Have you guys heard of this? I don't have an iPhone. Haven't had one in a long time.
Yeah, the jailbreak was out, like, before the phone or during... I just saw it today. It was on Reddit.
What is
so
that?
There's a jailbreak. Jailbreak?
No, but what about it?
I guess the newest phone's already been hacked.
Oh, you fucking serious? I can jailbreak it again?
Yeah.
Oh, Zerodium, is that the one?
Thank God.
I don't know.
I'm not sure what that means.
Jailbreak is like when you can get all the apps for free.
Yeah. It's like if you have an iPhone, you jailbreak it. So
you don't,
it's pretty
do
much
the
like
jailbreak
an Android.
For the apps for free. You do the jailbreak.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is. pretty much, yeah.
That's so funny.
I did. One time when I jailbroke my phone.
Ray, you're one of the last ones, dude.
No? What do you mean?
That on iPhone that isn't like a pleb. You know, like, you know technology, and yet somehow you're still fucking around with
the
them.
Only reason why I haven't switched to Android or any, like,
FaceTime
period, is just, I hate green. I like
the text.
No, actually, I don't know why I still use it.
Yeah, dude, you're the last one.
I dropped.
I don't know anybody that's tech savvy. That using
because all I used was Macs before, because I used for my editing for my music.
I mean, if you're in the ecosystem, I get that, but dude, I find it's a lot of it's so confusing.
No, so here's
because I have to help people constantly with iCloud.
So here's the thing, like one, I have used both, obviously.
like a cloud lotion.
But I have used
He's
both.
Right. I was mad before I got here. So mad and hostile before.
It was like 45 minutes for you to get here.
No,
right?
I think we're all good. I think we're all good. It's just... anyways. Yes, Cricket. My boner's back now. Fuck. Anyway.
Angry boner?
Fucking... it's not angry, Chi. Come down.
You haven't said anything in like 5 minutes, but right.
Anyway, I know. I haven't said shit anyway. I've used the both. It's just the Android is just so much, it's easier. I mean, iPhone is easier. It's just simple. It's super simple. There's nothing. What I need for a phone is to do text.
Ray's making me feel really uncomfortable because he's been talking about a blue screen of death and then his fucking iPhone the whole entire time today.
Yeah.
That's all I've talked about.
It's all bad stuff, dude.
That's all I've talked about.
And the fact that your friends have better RNG than you do, because that's a thing.
That's okay, Chi. Awesome. Thank you, Chi.
Listener questions time.
Listener questions. Okay, we got... Oh, man, we got a lot. Okay. First one coming from Hogglefosh. Anyone tempted with WoW Classic and why?
Yes.
Zero interest.
Yes.
I go back and forth on it, but, like, I don't know. I don't have time to play Guild Wars 2. I certainly don't have time to play WoW Classic.
Horde on white main. Simple. Just jump on.
Alliance. Guys. Harad.
Who wants to play with G?
They Anyways. Were saying that, like, there's too many people on one server. Is that the test people?
So that's the thing. So, like, the reason I picked white main is because there's less streamers on there. That's why I go white main. And I'm playing Horde because I've never played Horde, and I want to play Horde for the first time. I've always been in Alliance.
You know why I'm going back to Classic WoW? It's because I quit a full-time job to get back into gaming, and I played League to play with my core group, and I'm going to follow my core group into a Alliance server because I met this core group, Vanilla WoW, playing Alliance, and I'm just going back to my fucking roots.
God, it's
going to
be super nostalgic for you guys.
You have no idea. I am actually almost 1,000% tempted into writing a book.
I actually like kind of remember
a mini gamer novel on from vanilla experience. From vanilla girl to classic, like cool. Vanilla to classic, the memoirs of a gamer geisha IDK.
Are you going
to
play the same character?
How old are you? G? Are you?
I'm 30.
Oh, then yeah, we played around the same.
Are you going to play the same character?
I am most likely going to be a Clothy class. Harad Alliance, that's all I know.
So when I was 15,
Classic, the characters or the classes are just so different from what they are now. It's like playing something completely new.
It's just crazy because like when I was playing this shit, like I was, what, I was 15. So you were like 10 years old playing this shit. And like, yeah, I was like 16, 17, probably 15, 17.
WoW's release date was 2003.
So I was like, I started playing since 17, since I was 17.
How 2003 was 16 years ago, so I was 14.
So 17. Yeah. So you were like,
14, 13. Mm. Yep. Yes.
Damn.
So no, I'm going back to Classic WoW to play with my core and absolutely vanilla core group.
How's it work? So you have to buy it, or how's it work?
You have to have a subscription to WoW.
It's nothing. You just switch servers.
That's it.
Yeah,
you switch. And then you get you can play WoW or WoW Classic.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
You just switch servers. Mm-hmm. That's it.
All right, next question from Warconius. Will anyone give Battlefront 2 another chance? I've really enjoyed it lately.
Yes, yes, yes. I'll play with you whenever you want. It's so good. It's such a great game.
I never thought it was a bad game.
It honestly never was. The loot boxes. The thing is, once you get further along, like when you're leveling up, you start seeing how these people are just fucking you up, and you're just like, oh, you know, whatever. You know, maybe because I need to get that weapon.
Doesn't really even matter that much.
No, but they paid for shit. So, like, you can't even, like, you get stuck there. You got stuck there, and you just kept getting killed and killed and killed way and way and way faster.
Yeah.
So, yes, you start playing different modes to actually have fun. I got a little annoyed because I was getting fucked up by some, like, guys who have awesome weapons, and it was just like, all right, whatever. Switch map. Switch server. Whatever. No, it was just you. There were still guys that were just way better than you, and not because they, you know, leveled up that fast. Because I started day one,
yeah,
and these guys were fucking me up,
yeah.
And it was just because they were getting these.
That's what made it a bad game.
That being a bad game,
but the core game itself is not that bad. It's fun.
Well, yes and no, because the maps were kind of shit. Some of the maps, the way they were built, like for instance, the main map. If you remember E3, they showed that one map where, like, I forgot the name of the map, but it's just like that. You're like in some city. And it's just nice, bright lit
Naboo
map.
I think
it's like it kind of
Naboo City.
Yeah, and then the way the map's built, when you actually get to the very end of the map, the way with the tight corners and everything, and just the way you walk in, it's just very bad. It's just a very badly built map.
It's a choke point.
But it's too bad. It's like if especially if you have characters that are using, you know, like the special characters, and you know they're just fucking you up there. Or they actually, if people know how to play the game, it just wasn't fair.
Have they fixed that map?
I can't say.
Still to this day, when I say graphics, I would say that's still the best graphics I've seen on my computer.
Same.
On my computer screen, that's the best graphics I've
seen. Same to this day, I think I haven't seen any better graphics in Battlefield. Yeah. Battlefront, sorry.
All right, next question from Nars. Hi from New Zealand. First off, love the new setup. Looks great, guys. Question for you all. What game would you consider yourself to be best at competitively or not?
Ooh.
It's also a follow-up question, but let's handle this one first.
That's, yeah. Ooh.
Left for Dead.
Great question.
Go, Bobby.
Do you think if you jumped in today, you'd be competitive, Chi? Like right off the bat without no warm-up?
What, Left for Dead?
Yeah.
I have never been competitive in Left 4 Dead.
No, I mean, like, you'd be able to compete.
I have a lot of friends that are actual competitive Left 4 Dead players, so I think I would be able to take it seriously.
How do you compete in Left 4 Dead? What do you mean?
There's a versus mode. Yeah. Versus, they have competitive players. They still have a competitive scene.
Some guys are special infected. The other team.
Wow, do you not know about this?
I never.
In Left 4 Dead 2, there was.
This is why Ray is making me feel so uncomfortable this whole episode. It's so weird.
This is his console years, is when Left 4 Dead 2.
You don't even know
popular.
That Left 4 Dead had a competitive scene?
No, I only played the story mode.
I didn't know that. But
really?
I only played the story mode.
Left 4 Dead was the reason why I got into Twitch TV. The Left 4 Dead competitive scene. I love lurking Left 4 Dead's competitive players.
Yeah, no, I never.
What's your favorite special effect
real competitive
to play
games.
As?
Play as Smoker.
Yeah. He's the sniper, basically, of them, right?
Really? In a way,
Left 4 Dead. I don't know, man. Left 4 Dead was just so, I don't know.
Man, I don't know what game I would be good at anymore.
Oh, Bobby, you could dust anybody at a fucking hero still. Anybody listening to this, at least.
Would you play MOBA with me, Bobby? I'm getting back into MOBA.
We've gone over.
No, I've played too many MOBAs. I mean, Sager. I would occasionally go back and play some League and some Dota, but
yeah.
But you got to say HOTS. You're better at HOTS than any other game.
Yeah, it's like riding a bike. You don't forget that. Like, I think about it sometimes. I'm like, yeah, I still know all the characters, all the moves. Like, it's,
yeah.
It maybe not ingrained like it once was, but it's still up there taking up use space that could be used for something better.
Ray? What game are you best at?
Shit, dude.
I'm gonna have to go with, like,
you go first.
Does it have to be competitive?
I guess not.
Yeah,
competitive or not.
I feel like I'm pretty good at Binding of Isaac. Maybe probably like
I would
the
say
top
so.
70%, maybe. Does
Binding of Isaac have leaderboards?
I guess Harvest Moon.
No, not really.
For me,
what
Harvest Moon games? I'm really good at maximizing.
Yeah,
max.
Getting those blueberries.
Yeah. So,
But I don't feel like I'm really good at Street Fighter. But every time I go to the arcade, I trounce everybody easily. So, but that's just if I were to go online, it would be over.
Oh, DDR, I'm pretty good at.
Yeah. Like, I guess for me, it's just I just don't want to sound like a dick or anything by saying this, but it's just. Whatever game I'm playing at the time, whatever game I just kind of just play a little bit more than anything else, I'm great at that game at that time.
Ray's good at video games, so I'll give him that.
So, it's just, I have the aim for it, so it's just, let's say I'm playing Apex, for like right now, games that are on right now, like, you know, well, CSGO's always been there, right? But CSGO, PUBG, Apex, even Fortnite, like, I can pick up these games, I can play them for a week. And like, but really play. I'm not saying like I'll play a couple games with you guys and then I'm out. Because of course I won't need really.
You have to commit. If you commit at something, you get really good at it.
Every game I commit at, once I get like the fucking meta and everything just about the game, I kind of
guess. If me and you get into the same game and we're super into it for the same amount of time, you're way better than
me. I'm going to fuck you up and everyone else is there. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just I just kind of.
Can you really be the best at anything if you're only investing a week's at a time? Though, I didn't say I was like the best at Counter Strike or any shit like that. Like, far from, because I understand like the different playability and capacities of somebody being good at that. I've been playing CS for 15, almost 17, like long years, and I can honestly say I'm not the best at that game. I can honestly say I'm not the best at that game.
Gosh, what keeps you coming back? And if I don't have a natural knack for it, I'm not going to go back to it. Most
so,
likely.
Like, for instance, with CSGO for me, right? The only thing that I would have to do is just practice my strats again. Once I would have all my flashes, all my smokes done, everything, like, I knew every map that like are current, like, you know, in the, you know, that are currently being played right now.
Because the aim's there.
You can't say there's one game that no matter what, like, you're coming out on top. I would say for a lot of the guys I knew, or a lot of women I know, they'll say, oh, I'm the best at Mario Kart. Oh, I'm the best at Super Smash Bros. Oh, I'm the best at Zelda. Like, you know, there's not one game that you can honestly...
Oh, no, I'll fuck you up.
I got an answer.
What's that?
You know that game where you put your hands out and you slap the other person's hands?
Yeah.
I've never met a better person than me in my whole life.
That's awesome.
I fuck everyone up.
Oh, you hear that, TwitchCon House?
You ready to go?
You're playing slap hands.
Slap hands?
September
27th.
We're playing slap hands. Let's go right now. Yeah.
It's going to be comical. Comical.
Wait, is it the one that's like this, right? You just like, I just put my hands out and you just fucking...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, dude. I did it last week at the UFC.
Laying down the challenge.
I made two people bleed. I fucked people up.
I've never played slap hands ever. I mean, I've never been good at slap hands ever.
Wow. All right.
We got about 10 more minutes.
Let's go.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Next question is from. Oh wait, there was a follow up question here. Chi, since you are an FPS player, I'm curious if you have ever played PlanetSide 2 at all. It's an MMO FPS with hundreds of players, and it actually has pretty good gunplay.
Did not play PlanetSide 2. I had a dry spell with MMOs. I went from Rift to Destiny 2 in terms of MMOs, and that was a long time in between.
That's
my answer.
Game.
That's my answer, short, clear, and cut, concise.
I never got it.
We played it together. And yeah, what really killed it for me was the equipment system. Like, it's very confusing and everything's very expensive.
Destiny or Rift?
PlanetSide 2.
Oh, never played it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it was, the gunplay was good and I liked how it was this very, very large scale battle. But I don't know. It didn't really feel like I was a part of it. Didn't connect with me.
The concept is great. Like thousands of players fighting against each other, trying to get ground.
A lot of people checked it out because of that.
In a war. Yeah, great concept.
Is it more or less like Eve, but with guns?
It's more like...
Because that's what I hear when I say...
It's just like a big Battlefield shooter. Yeah, it's like
Battlefield. It would be Battlefield with like hundreds and hundreds of people, and you're trying to actually gain ground in a real war.
But, and you're in one little area, and you could travel really far to another area and get into a skirmish over there.
Yeah. You're like a real war, trying to push front lines forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's and like
take points. Mm-hmm. All right, next question from Bowl of Ramen. On your last episode, you said you didn't think anyone who is in their 20s listens to the podcast. I'm 24 and willing to bet there's more out there like me who usually listen in every week. That being said, what video games would you recommend from the 90s that people in their 20s probably haven't played?
From the 90s, nothing.
Well, the good thing is that a lot of games from the 90s, like the good ones, have been remade. So you can enjoy them without having to do weird things to your computer.
Pretty much all of them, right? I can't think of any.
So like Age of Empires 2, that's at the tail end of the 90s. I mentioned that earlier in the show. Fantastic game if you're into that. As far as like shooters, I mean, I always talk about
Diablo
Dark Forces 2, Jedi Knight. Mm-hmm. And
is that 90s? Diablo?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Diablo 2.
But I feel like Diablo 3 is better in every way.
No.
Diablo 2 is not 90s. Diablo 2 is 2000 something.
Yeah, it's probably early 2000s. I'm trying to think.
I remember it was like sophomore or junior year.
I don't know.
Diablo 2.
Check.
I remember looking at an EGM magazine and opening it
up. The long and short of it is everything in the 90s sucks compared to today.
Everything good
has been remade.
Diablo 2 is 2000.
2000, Y2K.
I remember being in high school when that came out. Yeah.
But I don't know. I think there are some games that you could still play and really enjoy. Like if I had to pick a first-person shooter, I mean, Dark Forces 2, yeah, absolutely, but that's tough to get running. Maybe Quake 2. I think that game still holds up really well. I'd have to replay it. Maybe I'll play that this week.
I thought Quake 3 was...
I look at them in...
Well, Quake 3 was just the arena, right?
That was the best.
That was great.
One ever. That was awesome,
but you're not going to get people to play that with you right now. You're not going to be able to experience
Mobius
that
Mobius says Half-Life.
Yeah, I was going to say Half-Life, but Half-Life was
2000.
Sure.
Well, Half-Life original, yeah.
Why would you play Half-Life if Half-Life 2 is right there?
No, I know Half-Life 2 is so much.
No, here's what you do. You play Black Mesa.
Yeah, there you go.
Totally, dude. Oh, Black Mesa
remix.
100%.
It's all remix. Yeah.
Yeah, so play the remix.
Are they even done with
console gaming?
I think they're very close. Yeah. They finished Zen. And
outside of PC gaming, console gaming dominated my 90s for sure. RPGs.
Doom 3 was 2000?
90s RPGs dominated.
Doom 3 was 2004 or 5.
Yeah.
My upbringing.
My 90s were actually, all console pretty much. Mm-hmm. Very little. Like, I played System Shock, I think, and Oregon Trail. I'm joking. But I forgot what I was playing.
But I think the real 90s answer here is
I was playing
Black
Number
Mesa.
Munchers, Super Number Munchers. Do you remember?
My PC or, was 1999. That's when I got my PC.
Or that one Dolphin game or Underworld. Like, I remember when those Apple had, like, the fat back computers and you would go to the computer lab and play that Dolphin game or Numbers Munchers or
Unreal.
Oregon Trail.
I played Unreal and Unreal 2.
Down Under, I think during that's a Dolphin time. Game for sure. That was a lot of fun.
Command and Conquer. Ooh, I don't know. I don't know if that one holds up.
Yeah, man.
StarCraft for sure. Outside of Counter-Strike, the very first game that I remember in middle school, my friends and I would go, see you online, see you on AIM, see you on StarCraft, see you on StarCraft. And like we would every single night we would go home, play StarCraft, free for all. Six player maps, and I would play, and I would always dominate everyone except for the other Chinese boy that played with us.
Asians are better at StarCraft. That's
but he came clean after high school that he used to hack. So
you are number one.
I was number one. Cheese,
nice.
Cheese, the best at cheesing,
and good for him for fessing up. He's a shithead for cheating in the first place, but
yeah.
Well, I'm glad to hear that we got some young listeners out there.
Yeah, if you're young, let us know because I think that 90%
Do I need to start
30.
The Fortnite corner?
Ding 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 ding. Fortnite. Oh no, we won't even have a channel for that on Discord. We don't even have a Fortnite channel on Discord. Okay, next question. Controlled Pairs. The family and I will be relocating soon. Any advice on how to keep the rig safe on a 20-hour, two-day road trip?
That's all you.
I would put it in a catapult.
I actually, I put mine in the seat and I seatbelt it. in the back seat, and I seatbelt.
It doesn't go.
I literally seatbelt my suit, my rig, or I put mine behind the passenger seat, and I push the passenger seat all the way back so it can't move forward or back. Wait, and I put like
pillows. Why would that be an issue? You just kept putting it in your car. Like, could it move too much?
No, no. He's just asking, like, what's the best way to move it? Definitely don't put it in the moving truck. Put it in your personal car, like what Chi's saying.
Yeah.
Along with your best TV.
I thought you meant, like, when it went in like a rig, I thought it was, like, hauling something. Like,
I literally treat it like it's a baby in my
and
car.
The reason why is because the moving truck has really terrible suspension compared to your modern vehicle. So... that's why I always.
As long as you have an SSD, you're fine. You just plug everything back in. You'll be fine.
You don't want a lot of stuff rattling around.
Yeah, though. You don't want rattling around.
Nothing that fucking happens, man.
Dude, video cards are heavy these days, and they're being held on by plastic clips. So they're bouncing nonstop.
So if you look at my rig, I have a hand that comes out and actually holds my video card up.
Literally nobody cares.
All right. Oh, well, you should buy that.
It does sound pretty
control
cool.
Control pair, you should buy that. It's a hand that actually holds your video card up.
That sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. All right, next question from Cricket Soldier. It says, Bobby, would you ever consider selling your Battle.net account, if it was a thing, to recoup some of your losses from HOTS? I wonder how much I could sell that for.
So,
who would buy that, though?
You put in how much? Bobby, into just HOTS, and let's not talk about
it. Oh, into HOTS alone? Probably thousands of dollars over the years. Yeah.
So if you could, if somebody just offered you right now $1,500, would you take it?
Yeah, probably. Well, I don't know. Because it's my Battle.net account. If it was just my HOTS account, yeah, sure. I mean, I have three HOTS accounts.
$15,000, you can buy another game.
DL Gaming brought to you by Bobby's Bobby'sAccounts.com.
No, but think about it. My Battle.net account is all the games I bought. So it's Overwatch and all my loot in there. It's Heroes of the Storm. It's World of Warcraft and all my characters on there. It's what other games? StarCraft. It's all the Blizzard games. It's the Warcraft games I have. I mean, that's a lot of stuff tied to that account. Yeah, I don't
spreadsheet simulator.
I don't know if you could put it on there, but yeah, my Heroes of the Storm account, I mean, I still have like the paid for currency, whatever it is, diamonds, or I can't remember what they call it, but I still have quite a bit of that in there. Like, it's just, I don't know, it's a lot of money and I care nothing about it. It's crazy. Times change. Also, he says, Cricket Soldier says, I really enjoyed the mini cast that was done for a filler episode while people were gone. Is that something you are looking to do more regularly or just when needed? We don't have any plans to do anything like that. However, we might do more content like that and then release it on Fridays, just as kind of like a mini episode. So coming up, we'll have the episode with Chad on. He's going to talk about the trip with him and Emilio, and awesome. Just do a little follow up on that.
I'll listen to that one for sure.
So yeah, I mean, I think we will do more stuff like that, and then maybe, I don't know. I'm not going to have a lot of time coming up here for a while, so I don't know how much of those little mini episodes we'll be able to do. But yeah, I'm glad to hear that people like that. Okay, this is still Cricket Soldier. For all the casters, what is your daily game or games?
If I have a little bit of time, I'll usually play Dead Cells or Binding of Isaac. That's pretty much it. And then if I have a good amount, if I know that I have like more than 2 hours, I'll try to play something for the podcast, like Innocence, A Plague Tale, or, you know, whatever I'm playing for the podcast at the time.
I don't know if I have a daily game. Like something that just like, oh, it's there, I'll play it. I mean, for a while it was Deep Rock Galactic. I mean, yeah, it was HOTS for a while. But yeah, it was DRG for a while. But even now, it's just like until the update comes out, just nothing to do. So I don't know.
She's probably Counter-Strike.
Not probably, definitely Counter-Strike.
Yeah. And Ray, you're kind of all over the place
All over the place. It just depends whatever my homies want to play. So it's either Counter-Strike, PUBG, or Apex.
Yeah.
Right now.
Competitive shooters.
Yeah.
All right, last question. Halo is getting a remastered edition for PC, and I'm excited. Is there a game you really enjoy that you'd like to see remastered?
It's already happening. Yeah, so much has been. Final Fantasy VII.
Although somebody had mentioned something the other day, I have no idea where I read this, but I was like, oh my God, how has that not been remastered yet?
Parasite Eve. That would be my, like,
dude. Oof.
If I could have that remastered, oh my gosh.
I would play that game again. That's such a fucking great game.
God, Ibrea is so hot.
Okay. Such a weird, awesome, so fucking hot. Resident Evil type ish so game, but it's not good. Nothing like Resident Evil. Two, all right. Two sucked. But
was that on PC?
No, it was on PlayStation.
Yeah.
Halo. I'm gonna agree with you, man. Halo, dude. You have no clue.
Like, why do you call Halo Remastered when it's come out with so many different Halos post Halo?
No, the thing is,
like the classic itself.
So okay, so here's the thing. My best game, my best fucking console game, where I kicked everyone's ass and I was just fucking great. I was on great teams and I played so much.
So where was this answer when Halo. When somebody asked you what your best game was?
No, that's console city. So with console, that was it. That was just fucking console, was just that game. So I want to see how I do on PC. I'm so curious. I want to play with. And then the only Halo I ever played.
People will be there.
Yeah, I know.
It's going to have a player base.
It's going to have a shitload of people on there. So it's going to be.
At least the first week.
It's going to be fat. No, it's. I think it's going to. Halo 5 is going to be fucking hard. Or Halo. Well, it depends. We'll reach. I don't know. Halo 5 will be hard. Real hard, like, for a while, man. Because I feel like there's so many people that always wanted to play Halo on mouse and keyboard. Mm-hmm. You know, and, like, we did play Halo 1 on mouse and keyboard.
I would play classic Halo on PC. Just, yeah, because just, it was actually a huge...
It's going
to
be...
I was so big on Counter-Strike back then, like, Halo meant nothing to me, but I still dabbled in it because it was so mainstream.
It's going
to
happen.
It was so mainstream with console gamers that I couldn't hate on it.
No,
I knew it was a quality game, but it wasn't a PC game to me, so it was hard to get into.
You get the whole game again, but you got your Discord crew. You can play it on Twitch. Mm-hmm. You can stream it. It's just gonna be. It's and you got that aim. You got that fucking aim again. You know, you can. Mm-hmm. You know, fuck the controller.
Yeah,
you know? It's like the only time I ever played Halo.
Do you think Halo on VR would be amazing?
Halo on VR.
Hard to be competitive with that.
No, yeah. No, I would not play on VR.
Oh, damn it. I was trying to get you to agree with Shadow Master without you knowing.
Oh, no. No, sorry, dude. Fucking Halo is a competitive gamer for me. Even though it has a great fucking campaign, great little story for the first three. After that, it went to shit. Which hopefully with Infinity, they're going to make everything better because they're saying they're going to make up for everything with Infinity, supposedly. I doubt
good
it.
Luck.
They kind of went to shit so hard, but as long as the multiplayer is good, I'm happy with Infinity, guys.
Bobby, are you going to be watching the International?
Maybe. I might catch it. I don't know if I have the time. I might catch a little bit of it, but I've been becoming less and less interested over the years.
Yeah. If we're around, we should at least co-stream and watch the Grand Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be good. Get a little Discord party going.
Yeah. So are we all done here?
What's everyone playing next week?
I'm going to finish a Plague Tale for sure.
If whoever wants to play Remnant with me, I'm going to play tonight what time is it? It is 8:30. I'm going to play probably till 11.
Gosh, I really want to jump in.
Play some Remnant on there.
Fuck.
Yeah, I'm just starting, but it's up to you. And I would also play, I'm going to play Rad too, because I have to play it. I bought it. I'm going to try it out, at least see if it's good. If not, I'm returning it within the first 2 hours.
Chi?
This week, it's really kind of a grab bag. It's whatever suits the mood. I'm sure I'll have a variety of games. I still plan to invest at least 30 hours a week, into gaming.
Really? 30 hours?
Close to. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
So when you say, like, you're going to stream 5 nights a week, like, how long are your streams generally?
The longest stream I had...
No, your average.
My schedule is for 8-hour streams.
Jeez.
But I have been at least minimum 4 hours generally. But lately, it's I'm consistently turning on my stream now. Yeah. And so the goal was 40 hours, but realistically, 30 hours easy.
Damn.
With my new schedule for
that's
now.
Legit.
And I want to do it while I still am in that position to do it, because who knows when I'll get distracted again.
For sure.
So,
sounds like she's going to start crying right now.
Why? I'm just tired.
Your voice is still like,
yeah, it's almost over, guys.
Yeah.
Bobby.
I want to play Mutant Year Zero, but I really don't think I'm going to have the time. I'll probably install it, maybe see how far I get, and if it hooks me and I want to commit to it, I'll do that. But if that doesn't work out, I'll probably pick up some old school shooter. I want to finish Dusk, but I want to have something new to talk about next week.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to have to give you Obra Dinn for homework for you to play it? Somebody suggested that to me. Like, just Obra Dinn, force
it. It's still at the very top of my wish list. So, yeah, eventually I will get to that game.
All right. I think we're all done here. Speaking for Bobby, Chi, Ray, and myself, we're going to go with Obra Titties. Obra Dinn Titties. Because it's the last word we said.
Oh, my gosh.
Uninspired.
Yeah. Oh, actually, European titties. They're everywhere. On the beaches, just tits everywhere.
No.
We didn't even talk about Ibiza.
I did a whole podcast.
Yeah, that, okay. Did a whole episode
for Friday. Save it for Friday.